Welcome back to our pregame show. Time to visit with Tony Jansen, head coach of the Auburn Bulldogs. They get set tonight on the road at Wahoo. Coach, another fairly substantial road trip. You started the season like that up at Boys Town, now a little bit further tonight to Wahoo.
Yeah, we're getting to play a perennial playoff team, a team that's just a few years removed from a state championship, so we know it's a team with a great culture. We got to see them in the playoffs last year. We couldn't quite pull it off. We know this is a great team, a very well-coached team, a team that's always physical. And, I've never been up there. I've never been on their field, but I know it's a great environment. It's going to be their home. It's their homecoming game. And so it's going to be a great atmosphere, a great situation for us, a great opportunity to take a step forward.
Your kids have got 2-0 on the season so far. That's where you want to be. And I'm sure as coaches, you've always got some things you told us earlier this week you want to work on. Getting off to a quick start tonight would be a big boost.
Yeah, I think that's the big one. You come out right off the gates, so we got to be focused. We've got to be ready to roll. When we saw them last year, their physicality kind of took us back a little bit. We were a little shocked by it, I think, when you watch film, and we can't have that. We got to be ready to come out to, at a minimum, match that physicality, if not exceed it. And it just doing that from snap one is going to be the key for us.
Tell us a little bit about Wahoo. What do you expect to see out of them tonight?
They always run the ball really well. And they're going to place an emphasis on that, but they do have the ability then to be fairly balanced. But I think your first thing you got to do is stop them from just running down your throat, because they're a big physical team. They do a great job establishing that run game. And so making sure we get them a little bit out of that comfort zone, I think, is going to be key.
Your kids are doing some good things on offense. You're playing a couple of quarterbacks. I expect that's going to continue off and on throughout the year. Running the ball, ability to pass it as well. The teams have to be ready for a lot of things from Auburn this year.
Yeah, we're always under the philosophy that you got to be able to run first. You can't become one-dimensional passing, and that's certainly never been where we've been. But we're going to keep them a little off balance, but also make sure we're just doing what we can to take advantage of the athletes we have and getting the ball in the hands of numerous guys and letting them get to work and putting them in advantageous situations. But we love the depth we have in terms of skill guys that can hurt you. So hopefully we can continue to do that and grow on that and cut out some of the mistakes and really minimize the three and outs. The field position in a game like this can be key. So even when you're not scoring, making sure that you're getting first downs. We feel like we got a good special teams game. If we can keep them more on their side of the field and, like I said, win that field position battle as well, I think that's important.
Your football team, well, let's talk about Wahoo again. We've talked earlier this week in the coaching show. They started off against two of the top teams in the state in C1. Have you found some ways you think you can attack them, or is it hard to tell against the opponents what they may be able to do?
Yeah, I mean, every team's got their strengths and weaknesses. Wahoo traditionally, and I don't think it's any different this year, you can't find a spot where you're like, well, this kid just doesn't cut it here. They've got great athletes throughout. Like you said, that you're playing two of the best teams in the state when you're going to Pierce and then playing and then they play Ashton Greenwood at home week two, and so you can't look at any of that and get cocky on any of that or overconfident. But obviously, we're going to try to look at throughout the week. We've looked at ways where we think we can maximize our potential to move the ball, and that's we're going to try to take advantage of those things where we can.
You talked about Wahoo being a big physical team. You don't have the biggest bunch up on the offensive and defensive line, but they're very athletic and have played well so far.
Yeah, and we take pride in that, at a C1 level, you don't have to be huge. Size is always an advantage, but it doesn't mean you can't be physical. And I think our guys take some pride in playing with physicality, even if we are outsized a little bit. And I think that's continued this year. And then, you'd be able to use our speed and our athleticism to our advantage. Obviously has paid dividends for us as well.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Thanks a lot, John.
Back with more of a pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Fall harvest is fast approaching. Do you have last year's corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities at Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain Company is working hard to offer competitive prices. No one knows what grain markets will do. So by using Salem Grain's minimum price contract, you can lock in your minimum price while giving yourself an upside on a rally in the market. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 or 1-888-564-1838 for all your grain merchandising needs.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Increasing cloud cover tonight with a chance of isolated showers and storms developing, especially later on in the night. Temperatures fall back into the upper 50s with winds out of the north at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high temperature around 65 degrees and winds out of the north at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low temperature in the upper 40s and winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday, sunny, temperatures start to rebound a little bit with highs reaching the mid-70s and north winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday night, clear, temperatures in the upper 40s. Monday, sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 80s. Tuesday looks sunny with high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 89.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We bid you good evening from Wahoo, Nebraska. Time once again for high school football here on KTNC. Tonight we've got a dandy matchup for you folks, the Auburn Bulldogs and the Wahoo Warriors. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight, once again, seated alongside Lucas Freshel. Lucas, I think we're in for a real treat for football tonight.
We're in for a real treat. You've got 2-0 versus 0-2, but those 0-2 Warriors have lost to the number 2 and the number 3 team in the state. It's an even matchup here.
Yeah, it's a very uncharacteristic start for the Wahoo Warriors. They have been in the state playoffs for 7 of the last 8 years. They won the C1 state championship 3 years ago in 2019. So for them to start out 0-2, let's just say folks aren't very happy up here at Wahoo Way. You mentioned their only 2 losses have been to the number 2 and 3 teams. They lost to number 2 Ashland Greenwood 20-0, and lost to Pierce, the number 3 team, 38-7. So 2 losses. I talked with one of the assistant coaches about an hour ago when we were setting up, and he says, I can tell you we sure don't want to lose another one. And, so it makes a dangerous opponent tonight for the Auburn Bulldogs. Auburn riding a 2-0 record. They defeated Boys Town in the season opener 33-8, a game I had a chance to broadcast. Then last week they got past Loganview Scribner-Snyder 42-13 in that one, which wasn't a real close ball game. Auburn pretty well handled them. But tonight will be by far the biggest task that the Bulldogs have faced when they go against these Wahoo Warriors. Weather, we need to talk about that a little bit. No, it's not raining. Well, let me tell you something, folks. When I left my house at Elk Creek, it was 89 degrees this afternoon. As I got through Lincoln, it was down to 74. When I pulled into Wahoo, it was 69, and dropping from there. We've got a brisk north wind blowing here. This field sets primarily north and south, a little bit northwest to southeast, actually. So the wind is out of the north, blowing from our right to left across the field, and then just slightly behind the press box. We are facing off toward the southwest as we look at the football field. We're high atop the 50-yard line, not a bad spot. A little bit of distance between us and the field here at Wahoo, but we're looking forward to what should be a great ball game. I want to remind you that we have high school football over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3 tonight. Also, John Nixon is in Mound City, Missouri tonight, where the Mound City Panthers are taking on the Albany Warriors. That game is also set for a 7 o'clock kickoff, and again, that's over on Sunny 101.3. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout here. We'll come back with more of our pregame show and a look at the starting lineups right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football, the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
What's your money doing right now? Is it sitting there doing absolutely nothing? It's time to start putting it to work. Invest it. Make it grow for the future. Come see us and together we'll develop an investment strategy tailored just for you. Together we grow. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi. It's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Wahoo for high school football tonight here on KTNC. If you found us here at 1230 AM, 107.1 FM, or if you found us online at msesports.net, why not give a friend a call, especially those of you up in the Auburn area? If you're not able to pull in the KTNC signal over the air, call your friends and let them know where to find the game tonight. It's msesports.net. Click on Listen Live, select KTNC, and you'll hear us crystal clear. Not just in Auburn, but anywhere around the country, for that matter. If you can think of some grandparents, aunts, uncles, someone around the country that might enjoy hearing Bulldog football tonight, we encourage you to give them a call. We're going to take another two-minute break, and then we'll be back. We're going to have the national anthem and some pregame pageantry here. We'll be right back after this, too, on KTNC.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is hosting an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September the 20th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the Max Rathman Conference Room. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org and enter CMCFC or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives together. Schedule your appointment today at redcrossblood.org, entering CMCFC, or call Linda at the Community Medical Center in Falls City with this on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September 20th, between 10 and 3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And you joined us for the final few bars of our national anthem. I might add an impressive performance by the Wahoo High School Band here. Man, they set up concert style out here on the track. It looks to me like they're about 85 or 100 strong out there. Big turnout from the band tonight.
Yeah, unique setup there, pointing right at us. I'll tell you, looking at some pregame notes here, Wahoo was held to only 97 yards of offense by Ashland Greenwood last week. They had a few players. Coach said they had a few players out in the game. They were able to force three fumbles, so look for the Auburn offense to try to take care of the ball today and limit Wahoo creating turnovers.
All right, let's take a look now at the starting lineups for this game, the offensive starters. First of all, Lucas, if you want to take a look at the Wahoo Warriors.
Wahoo Warriors on the line today at left tackle. Eli Emerson, a 230-pound sophomore. Jacob Andreessen, a 210-pound senior at left guard. At center, Jake Scanton, a 230-pound sophomore, right guard. David Divis, 200-pound senior. And Dawson Raftasef is a right tackle, 225-pound senior. At the tight end position, William Nielsen, a 200-pound senior. And wide receiver, Zach Fox, 155-pound senior. At quarterback today, Owen Hancock, 190-pound senior. At both running backs, Trevor Ehrlich, 180-pound senior. And Barrett Lavallee, 170-pound junior. The other wide receiver, Josh Edmonds, 175-pound junior.
Those are the offensive starters for Wahoo. We want to apologize in advance for the fact that we're going to be competing with the public address announcer here. They put the PA address speakers right above the broadcast windows of the radio. radio booth, and not a good plan.
The visiting radio booth.
The visiting radio booth, yeah. I imagine the Auburn coaches are appreciating that, too, because they have that speaker blasting right in their window. Let's take a look now at the Auburn offensive starters. First of all, at center, it'll be Austin Levine. Levine, 210 pounds and a senior. At the left guard is Blake Ellen. Ellen, 210 and a senior. The right guard is Brayton Gerdes. He's a 185-pound senior. The tackles will be Wyatt Rowell on the left side, 250 and a senior. Eli Elberry at the right tackle. He's a junior, 220 pounds. Tight end is Burke Moody. Moody, 180 pounds and a sophomore. Wide receiver, Ryland Belstorff. Belstorff, 175-pound senior, celebrating his 18th birthday today. So Ryland Belstorff looking for a Bulldog football win for his birthday. In the backfield for Auburn, it'll be Craven Shaw at quarterback, 180 pounds and a junior. The running backs will be Nixon Liguori, a sophomore at 190. He'll also alternate in at quarterback. The other running back, Tate Hugg, 205 and a senior. And the wide receiver, Frank Galicia, 170 pounds. And a sophomore. Maverick Binder will not play tonight. He suffered a dislocated elbow in the game last week, and so he is not suited up and will not see any action. The Auburn Bulldogs, as we mentioned, are 2-0 on the season. They got a 33-8 win over Boys Town the first week, and then defeated Loganview Scribner-Snyder last week, 42-13. So Auburn 2-0, Wahoo 0-2. But Lucas, like you said, don't let those records fool you.
No, it's misleading. The records are definitely misleading. Wahoos, like you said, in the playoffs annually. And they, you know, their message to their team this week is to right the ship. And Auburn Bulldogs are staying in their way of doing that.
Auburn will receive the opening kickoff. Belstorff back to return it. In to do the kicking is Emilio Zaragoza. Zaragoza, that is. Zaragoza to kick it off. Has the ball teed at the 40-yard line. We're ready to get underway. High school football live from Wahoo, Nebraska. The Peru State College game of the week. Here's Zaragoza's kick. An end-over-ender. Belstorff's going to field the ball at the 15. He's out across the 20, the 25. Still on his feet. Tries to turn the corner near the 30. Wrapped up. Dives across the 30. Out to about the 31-yard line. And that's where the Bulldogs will have their first possession. They'll start first and 10, working from their own 31-yard line. Just underway here. Seconds into this ball game. The ball will be spotted on the hash mark on the far side of the field. Auburn will go from our left to right, from south to north. The Bulldogs in their red pants, white jerseys with red numerals. Wahoo in the navy blue pants and jerseys with white numbers. Traven Shaw, the quarterback, takes a snap, pitches the ball back to his trailing back, running out to the right side. To around the right side, a flag is thrown. Carrying the ball was Tate Hugg. We're going to have a face mask here, I'm sure. They reached in and got into that headgear.
Yeah, looks like a stop on the play by Trevor Ehrlich and might have gotten the face mask.
Not much of a gain on the play. He just got the ball back to about the line of scrimmage, but that face mask penalty is going to aid the Bulldogs here. They got the hand up in that headgear. On the play, the handoff came on a pitch out to the right side of the field, the near side. A lot of yardage ran horizontally, but not much up the field vertically. 15-yard penalty is going to put the football out across the 45 to the 46-yard line, so a big boost there to this first possession for the Auburn Bulldogs.
Auburn with 342 yards of offense last week, 288 rushing.
All right, first and 10 Bulldogs from the 46-yard line. Shaw in the shotgun formation has a snap, gives off to Hugg again up the middle. Hugg's got running room. He dives out across the midfield stripe, across the 50, down to near the 48 or 49-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 5 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go for the Bulldogs. Auburn working quickly here, no huddle. Back up over the football. Hands under center as Shaw has a snap. Turns, gives it off the left side. Carrying the football is Frank Galicia. He'll only get about a yard. He's down near the 48-yard line. It'll bring up third down and about 3.
Stopped in the backfield by Jacob Andreessen from his middle linebacker position.
Bulldogs kind of crossed us up there and went right back up to the line of scrimmage. Spot the football now at the 48-yard line. Third down and a long 3, almost 4 yards to go. It's quite a down marker they got across the way there. Put the ball, as we said, just inside the hash mark here at the 48. Auburn is going from our left to right, from south to north. Traven Shaw is the quarterback. He's hands under center, back set in the I formation. Galicia is the fullback, Hugg set in the top of the I. Moody shifts out to the left side as a tight end. Hand the ball up the middle. That's Hug. Hug fighting near the first down marker. I believe he'll have it. He's inside the 45-yard line. If he gets any kind of a spot at all, he should have first down yardage here with about a foot to spare. And he does. He's got the football at the 44.
You know, you talked about that yard marker over there. That's what they had at the Husker game last week. It's that new digital age where it has the I think it's got the GPS marking so it knows exactly how far it is to go.
What a deal. A lot of technology for this old guy. Ball at the 44-yard line. First and 10, Bulldogs. Traven Shaw in the shotgun formation. Tate Hug set behind him. Turns, gives the ball straight ahead. That's Hug with the carry, and he's going to be met at the line of scrimmage and dropped for a loss of a yard back out to the 45-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 11.
Stopped on the play by Jake Scanton.
So now the ball is at the 45-yard line on the near side hash mark. Second down, 11 yards to go. If you're just tuning in, 9:40 to play in the first quarter. No score. This is the Bulldogs' first possession of the football game. Again, Shaw's going to set in the shotgun. Ryland Belstorff splits wide to the left. Hug sets behind Shaw. They turn, fake the handoff. Shaw rolls to his right, looks downfield. Now he's under pressure, and he'll be taken out of bounds for a loss of about 5 yards. Back midfield to the 50-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and very long yardage now. Just nobody open. It was that was a coverage sack there, and everybody was covered down the field. Shaw could not find a receiver.
It was. It kind of got a little, I don't know if it was a misdirection or if the quarterback turned the wrong way, but there was a miscommunication between the running back and the quarterback.
Yeah. So now the loss on the play puts the ball back to the 50. It'll be third down and 16 yards to go. Third and long for the Bulldogs. This drive reached the 44-yard line, and then since then they've lost six on the ensuing two plays. All right, Galizia and Belstorff go wide to the left. Galizia sets in a slot to the left. Hug behind the quarterback, Shaw. Shaw back to pass. Here comes the pressure. He scrambles now, throwing the ball down deep. The receiver's downfield, and the ball is tipped away and falls in. He was looking for Galizia, throwing into double coverage down there. The ball was where it needed to be, but there were two defenders there to bat the ball down, and it's going to bring up a fourth down punting situation.
Hancock and Edmonds in on the coverage there.
So, Shaw, who's also the quarterback, is also the punter. He'll stand back at his own 37-yard line to wait for this long snap to kick it away. We'll figure out who the deep men are here for Wahoo. On the far side is Sam Edmonds. Here's Shaw's kick. Oh, another boomer. He's been kicking well. The ball bounces in front of the return man. Rolls inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line. Then it'll be touchdown at the 5-yard line. Traven Shaw with another outstanding kick. Boy, he's been doing well the first 2 weeks here. Had a 51-yarder and a 57-yarder the last couple of weeks.
Great punt there. Zach Fox was the return man. Had to make a decision whether to go get it or let it go, and it just took an Auburn bounce.
So the Warriors will start deep in their own territory. They'll have the football first and 10 at their own 5-yard line is where they mark it. They'll put a wide receiver wide to the left side. That's Fox. Quarterback Owen Hancock has the back set in the I formation. Ehrlich and Turn gives the ball off into the middle, running tough with the football. Out near the 10-yard line on the carry was Trevor Ehrlich. Ehrlich will have a gain of about 5 on that carry. Should bring up second down and 5 yards to go. Bulldogs, whole right side of the line defensively, came over there to make the hit on him. Caden Hammond leading the tackle. Second down, 5 yards to go. The ball just across the 10-yard line as Hancock sets in a shotgun formation. Calling his count. Hancock takes a snap. Throws a pass complete out to the right side. Passes complete down the right sideline. First down yardage. Out across the 15 near the 17-yard line. Had a wide receiver split wide to the right out there, Avery Weeding. And Weeding pulled that one in for first down yardage just across the 15-yard line.
Stopped on the play by Brand Galizia.
Avery Weeding, 155-pound junior, was the wide receiver out there. First and 10 now, just outside the 15, call it the 16-yard line. Owen Hancock, again, back split behind him. Now he shifts. Sets in a shotgun, rolls out to his left, looks downfield, has a receiver, passed through one man's hands and then caught by the second receiver. Josh Edmonds made the reception of the deflected ball. It went off the fingertips of Barrett LaValle, and then Edmonds caught the football.
That was a nice defensive play to get the tip. Unfortunately, not enough on it. It was still directed in the right position.
Spot the ball at the 29-yard line, first and 10 for the Warriors. Wahoo with the wide receiver, Zach Fox, to the near side of the field. Shotgun formation for Owen Hancock. Man comes in motion. Fox from right to left. Now a flag is thrown. And we'll see what this is going to be. I think they had two people moving there for a moment. That'll be a procedure penalty against Wahoo. Edmonds moved, and then after Edmonds moved, Zach Fox came in motion from right to left. Tried the little Canadian football there for a minute.
I was thinking, too.
5-yard penalty puts the football back inside the 25 at the 24-yard line. First down and 15 yards to go now. As Owen Hancock sits in the gun. Two wide receivers to the right. Man comes in motion from right to left. Hand off to the inside. Up the field across the 25, across the 30. Drop near the 33-yard line is Trevor Ehrlich. Ehrlich, the ball carrier.
Brought by Burke Moody.
Give him a gain of about 4 on the carry. That'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 34-yard line. 7 minutes to play, first quarter. No score thus far here in Wahoo. On second down and 6, this time an I formation. Quarterback Hancock calls his count, has the snap, gives to his fullback running off the right side, Lavelle, and Lavelle doesn't get much. He got it out across the 35, maybe near the 36, gain of a couple. Still going to bring up third down in about 2.
Credit Austin Levine for the tackle.
Levine up there making the solo stop. Third down and 3 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 36-yard line. Wahoo's own 36. 6:27 to play first quarter. No score here at Wahoo. Warriors over the football. Hancock hands under center, I formation. Ehrlich and Lavelle in the backfield behind him. Hancock calling his starting count. Wide receivers to both sides, fakes a handoff, back to pass, throwing out to his right, pass is overthrown, falls incomplete. He was looking out there on the right side. His intended receiver was Peyton Hurt. The ball well overthrown, and Hurt had no chance to get to it. So it'll bring up a 4th down and 3 now for Wahoo, and it looks like the punt team's coming onto the field.
Boy, Randy, peculiar play call there on 3rd and 3. They've been able to run it
Kind of what I thought.
And, just a little peculiar play call. I'm a little surprised they didn't try to go for it there. You're almost to midfield. It's probably not 4-down territory this early in the game, but interesting that they didn't run for that 1st down there.
Emilio Zaragoza in to punt the ball away. Zaragoza stands back at his own 20-yard line. See who we've got back deep here. Is that Belstorff? 2?
Yes.
Zaragoza's punted. Oh, he hit a boomer. Belstorff backs up. Fields the football at the 15, starts to his right at the 20, broke a tackle there at the 25 and taken down at the 24-yard line. Belstorff, the birthday boy, celebrating his 18th birthday today, dropped just short of the 25-yard line at about the 24 is where they bring him down.
Sam Edmonds on the tackle shows good closing in speed.
So it'll be Bulldogs football, their second possession after their defense held. They'll take over 1st and 10 at the 25-yard line. The ball in the near hash mark. Auburn again, from our left to right, from south to north. The quarterback, well, let's see, I believe we've still got Traven Shaw at quarterback, back set in the I formation. Shaw gives off to his fullback, running straight ahead, running tough. I think that's Galicia, the carrier, and he's going to have nice yardage. Got the football out across the 30, near the 35, at about the 34. They're going to give him a gain of 9 on the carry, 2nd down and 1.
Carried the 230-pound Eli Emerson for about 2 or 3 yards after that. Credit Emerson for the tackle.
Well, he's not that big a kid. He's a 170-pound sophomore running tough there with a big defender hanging on him. So after a gain of 9, Auburn now faces 2nd down and 1. Traven Shaw, the QB, looks over to the right, gets instructions. Belstorff comes wide to the right side of the field. Galicia to the left. Quarterback Shaw takes a snap, pitches back to Hug, the trailing back. Hug tries to turn the corner. Now has some running room. 1st down yardage, 40. Midfield to 50. Still on his feet into Wahoo territory. And finally driven out of bounds inside the 45-yard line at about the 43 or 44 of Wahoo. A nice job of running the football around the left side there by Tate Hug. Spot the football at the 43-yard line. Auburn quickly over the ball on 1st and 10. Snap the ball back to Shaw. He'll run to that's Nixon Liguori in there this time. He'll run to the right and be dropped right at about the line of scrimmage. Nixon Liguori lined up at quarterback, took the snap and ran to his right, dropped right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It'll bring up 2nd down and 10.
Auburn trying to go with the hurry up after the big gain. Credit Wahoo's left defensive end for turning that one on the inside, keeping contained as his duty is.
Second down and 10 now. The ball at the 43-yard line. We're in Wahoo. No score in the ball game. 4 minutes, 34 seconds to play first quarter here at Wahoo High School. Nixon Liguori goes wide out to the left. Ryland Belsdorf wide to the right. Backs in the I formation. Hug dots the I. Handoff goes to Galicia, the fullback. And he's hit as they try to run off guard and tackle to the left side after a gain of only a yard down to about the 44-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 9 yards to go for the Bulldogs.
Credit Roloder for the tackle.
My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Lucas Threshold seated alongside tonight. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast, the Peru State College Game of the Week here on KTNC. Third down and 9 for the Bulldogs at the 43-yard line of Wahoo. Nixon Liguori wide to the left. Ryland Belsdorf wide to the right. Galitzi in a slot right. Shaw rolls to his right. Throws a pass. Oh, off the fingertips of his intended receiver. Just not able to pull it in was Ryland Belsdorf. That ball was pretty well on target there. Belsdorf just had it go between his fingertips.
It was definitely on target, but it was only going to be a 2 or 3 yard gain and still probably 5 or 6 yards short of the first.
And the defender was there. So we've got a punting situation, fourth down and 9. The ball at the 43-yard line of Wahoo. Again, Traven Shaw in to punt the ball away. One of the deep men back there on the far side, I think, is Edmonds. Here's a ball bounces in front of the return man. He's not going to get it to it. And look at this. It hits the pylon and goes out of bounds. And where are they going to spot it? Oh, that means it went into the end zone. It hit the pylon. That thing was within 4 inches of being spotted at the 4-inch line.
You're right, and it looked like there was an Auburn Bulldog close to the play. Anytime it hits the pylon, it looks like Liguori was close.
Boy, Shaw just about pulled off another one there. It hit the pylon, and they'll bring it out, but what a job punting the ball down there to that coffin corner. Bring it out to the 20-yard line. That's where Wahoo will start. Still no score in the ball game. 3 minutes, 33 seconds to play in the first quarter. Warriors second possession. Zach Fox comes wide to the left side of the field. Owen Hancock sets in the shotgun formation. He has trips to his right. And handoff goes inside to Ehrlich, and Ehrlich's got short yardage across the 20. He stops short of the 25, looks to be around the 23-yard line. We'll give him about 3 on the carry and should bring up second down and 7. I like that digital down marker across the way. I don't have to look to the scoreboard. That's sweet.
It is sharp.
All right, second down, 7 yards to go. The ball at the 23-yard line. Again, wide receivers to both sides split out. They run from a split formation. That's Weeding on the near side. In a slot to the left side comes Trevor Ehrlich. Quarterback Hancock in the shotgun on 2nd and 7 has the snap. Keeps it himself right up the middle, very little, if any. Maybe got a yard out to about the 24. They might give him the 25-yard line, but it's still going to bring up third down and about 6 yards to go.
I'll go credit him for 1 yard. Give credit to the defensive line there for the Auburn Bulldogs for plugging the gap.
Okay, now that's third down and 6 all night long, but the down marker says 7, so maybe that technology there now changes. Okay. Third down and 6, the ball at the 24-yard line. Hancock hands under center, I formation, tight end set. Handoff goes off the right side to Ehrlich, and he's met at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. I'm not sure. He maybe got a yard out across the 25 to the 26, but well short of first down yardage in what appears to be another punting situation here. Zach Fox is the punter for Wahoo. Ryland Belsdorf is the deep man back for Auburn. Who's the up guy here?
Looks like Liguori's the up man.
Okay. So in to kick the ball is Zach Fox. He's going to stand at his own 11-yard line and wait for this long snap. Long count, a minute 42 to go, clock running, no score. Here's the snap. He gets the punt out of there. Another boomer. Belsdorf lets it bounce in front of him, now chases after it and won't pick it up. It'll be touched down at the 26-yard line, and that's where Auburn will begin their third possession of the game. They'll have it first and 10 at about the 26, I think, is where they're going to mark it. Lucas?
So far a defensive battle here. Both teams trying to establish some field position. Neither has been successful, other than maybe Auburn's long play last drive where they were able to get across midfield.
High school football coming your way tonight on KTNC, AM 1230, 107.1 FM, Falls City, Nebraska. Auburn over the ball on 1st and 10 at the 26-yard line. Quarterback Shaw hands it off to Hug. No place for Hug to go. And what I'm seeing so far here, Lucas, it looks like Armour's not having a lot of success between the tackles right now. That time they gave it off to Hug, and he was met. Actually lost about two on the play. Hit in the backfield. The ball is back to the 24-yard line. It'll be second down and 12 now. Whole center of that defensive line was waiting there. I think primarily leading it was Jacob Andreessen. He's a 210-pound senior defensive guard, defensive tackle. Shaw takes a snap, rolls right, looking downfield for Bellstorff. There's the pass to the birthday boy, in and out of his hands, and now a flag's come in.
Indeed.
We're going to have pass interference. They were interfering with Bellstorff as he was trying to pull that one down out at the 45-yard line of Wahoo.
That was indeed pass interference. It looks like there was a couple steps, just maybe a little underthrown.
Those flags are thrown here at about the 46, 47-yard line. So it'll be a pass interference infraction against Wahoo. And, again, Auburn, just like on their first possession, is going to get some big assistance via the penalty yardage here.
Josh Edmonds for Wahoo with the pass interference penalty.
Penalty yardage puts the football out to the 39-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 at the 39, down to 43 seconds to play in the first quarter. Still no score here at Wahoo. The Auburn Bulldogs, 2-0 on the season. Wahoo at 0-2. They've lost to the number 2 and number 3 teams. Here we go on first and 10. Bellstorff wide right. I formation behind Traven Shaw. Shaw turns, gives off to his fullback, Galicia. Galicia running tough right behind the center and guards. Has the football out to the 44-yard line. Give him a gain of 5 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 5. 29 seconds to play here in the quarter. Second down and 5. The ball on the far side hash mark, the wide side of the field to the right for the Bulldogs. Now Shaw comes over to get instructions here from Coach Tony Jansen. I think they're just going to let the time run out and not try and snap the ball again here at the end of the quarter. So after one quarter of play, no score in the ball game, we'll take a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the Purdue State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Fall harvest is fast approaching. Do you have last year's corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities at Dawson, Salem, and Falls City, Salem Grain Company is working hard to offer competitive prices. No one knows what grain markets will do, so by using Salem Grain's minimum price contract, you can lock in your minimum price while giving yourself an upside on a rally in the market. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 or 1-888-564-1838 for all your grain merchandising needs.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect those biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Wahoo, Nebraska. After one quarter of play, no score in the contest, Auburn has the football, their third possession. They're facing second down and 5 at their own 44-yard line. Lucas Freshel, you have some scores for us?
Yeah, it's not an updated score. Look, there's no score in Falls City, but that was 11-19 left to go in the first, so just a couple plays in.
All right, second down, 5 yards to go at the 44 for the Bulldogs. Nixon Liguori goes wide right. Traven Shaw is your quarterback. Shaw looks over the defensive set. Galicia is the fullback. Tate Hug set in the top of the eye. Now the official steps in, blows the whistle. We're going to have to use a timeout here. Auburn got up there and had some confusion, and that's unfortunate to burn a timeout without snapping the ball to start the quarter. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on KTNC.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
So the Bulldogs had to burn a timeout there. Now they come over the football, and we'll get the second quarter underway. Second down and five at the 44-yard line. Traven Shaw, high formation behind him. Gives the ball to Tate Hug right into the middle. No place to go for Hug, and he turns nothing into something. He was hit at the line of scrimmage, actually behind the line of scrimmage, and for all practical purposes, should have lost a yard. Instead, he picked up three.
Yeah, Jacob Andreessen hit him pretty well right at the line of scrimmage, if not in the backfield.
Give him a gain of three on the carry and puts the ball out to the 47-yard line. It'll be third down and a long one. Call it 2 yards to go now. Third and two. The ball between the 47 and 48-yard line. Nixon Ligori wide to the right. Belstorff wide to the left. Tate Hug in the top of the eye. Traven Shaw on the quarterback sneak. Takes it forward, and he'll have the first down yardage. We saw that a couple of times at Boys Town. In fact, as I recall, three or four times at that Boys Town game on third down and a couple of times on fourth down and one, they weren't afraid to go to Shaw and just step in behind big old Austin Levine, Blake Allen, Braden Gertis, and they push their way forward for first down yardage.
Good early season confidence.
Yes, it is. First and 10 at the 50-yard line. Right at midfield on the near side hash mark. Wide side of the field to the Bulldogs' right. Belstorff wide to the right. Galicia sets in a slot to the right this time. Shotgun formation for Traven Shaw. Nixon in motion. And now whistle sound and flags fly before they let the play unfold. Nixon was set in a slot to the left side. Nixon Ligori, he came in motion, took an inside handoff, and was going to try and sweep around the right, but a motion penalty, procedure penalty against the Bulldogs, is going to cost him 5 yards and move the football back to the 45-yard line, where it'll be first down and 15.
Wind is blowing up there, Randy.
Yeah, wind is coming up from the north. It's cooling down out here. Temperatures in the 60s already. Those of you back in Auburn and listening maybe in Falls City where it's still up in the 80s, it's dropping fast when this front comes through. We can see quite a bank of clouds off here to the northwest also. Bulldogs over the football, first and 15 from their own 45. Belstorff wide right, Galicia in the slot to the right. Back to pass, rolling right. Shaw's got time to throw this time. Throws the ball over the middle, and the pass falls incomplete. Knocked down. That was pretty good defense. The intended receiver, I think, was Belstorff, and they came up and timed the hit perfectly, and the defender arrived at the same time as the football. Knocked the ball away. It falls incomplete.
Yeah, good throw by Shaw, right on the money. Credit the defense there for just timing the hit.
Yeah, that was just a good defensive play. Second down, 15 yards to go. They quickly come over the football. This time wide to the right, Peyton Bowden is in there as a wide receiver. Shaw has to duck under the coverage. Now he's in trouble. Scrambles right. Throws the ball away. He just had to throw it out of bounds to get rid of it. Peyton Bowden is in there now, alternating in as a wide receiver. As in the absence of Maverick Binder, Binder out with that dislocated elbow. He's on the sideline, but in jeans, not able to suit up to play tonight. So the incompleted pass brings the football back to the 45-yard line. It's third down now and 15 yards to go for the Bulldogs. Clock shows 10:15 to play in the second quarter. First half here at Wahoo, no score in the ballgame. Auburn came in here 2-0, Wahoo at 0-2. And here's the big third down and 15. Ligori to the left, trips to the right this time. Single setback in the backfield is Hug. Galicia comes in motion from right to left. Back to pass, running to his right is Shaw over the middle. And the pass, wait a minute, may have been intercepted. Pass was intended. I believe that was Galicia at the 40-yard line. And he is down. He was hit hard. The ball was, it almost looked like a simultaneous catch. And the Auburn player is injured, and the Wahoo player came out of there with the football. They'll call it an interception. I believe that may be Galicia.
It is Galicia, and he was just running a little post pattern across the middle.
Man, he took a blindsided pop there, getting ready to catch that ball, and they both just caught the ball together and had one heck of a head-on collision.
That's right. Zach Fox from Wahoo just timed the jump perfectly, and he's got access to the ball. He didn't interfere with it, just made a great play.
Let's just hope that Galicia just got the wind knocked out of him here. That's kind of the kind of injury you see there when they crash together. We've got timeout on the field for the injured player. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Hancock takes a snap on first and 10 at the 40, hands off to his fullback, Ehrlich, running straight into the line, stopped there at the line at the 40, no gain on the play. They may give him a yard out across the 40 to the 41. It'll bring up second down and 9. The injured player there was Brant Galicia. The good news is, folks, he got up and ran off the field under his own steam. I think he's okay. Probably just had the wind knocked out of him. Second down and 9 yards to go at the 41-yard line. Hancock in the shotgun formation. Wide receivers to the right. Gives the ball off on an inside handoff to Trevor Ehrlich. He goes nowhere. Got it back to the line of scrimmage. That's about all. Should bring up third down and still about 9 yards to go.
Yeah, injury update here. You can see Galicia kind of working on that left ankle or knee. He's now back to the sidelines, and he's coming back in the game.
Yeah, he wants to get back on the field. He's a competitor. So he'll check in, and coming off to the sideline here is Peyton Bowden, who's alternating in. Third down and 9 now. Long 8, actually, with the football at the 41-yard line. Trips to the right out here. Coaches in the box next to us going nuts seeing these trips. Here comes the pressure. Quarterback is going to be sacked and dropped back at the 35-yard line. They caught up with Owen Hancock. Who got him?
Tate Hug.
Hug got through there and wrapped him up. Boy, the coaches were lighting it up over here in the box. We're right next to the Auburn coaching staff, and when they saw these trips out to the right with only two defenders out here to cover them, they were making some noise, but a good rush there by Tate Hug to get in and get the sack on Owen Hancock, and that puts Wahoo in a fourth down and 14 situation, the ball back at their own 31-yard line. They'll have 36-yard line. They'll have to punt it away. Zach Fox is the punter. He will stand at his own 20. Is this Belstorff?
It looks like Belstorff.
Okay. Ryland Belstorff waits at the 30. Here's the punt. Belstorff has it bounce in front of him. He's not going to touch it. It rolls inside the 30. Touchdown near the 28. And so the Auburn Bulldog defense has held once again. It's been a defensive battle so far, Lucas.
It definitely is. It was kind of an exciting last play there. You could hear the Auburn coaches. They knew exactly what was going on there. It's like they had watched some film on this. They had the read, and they were trying to relay that message to the coaches on the sideline.
Now the football is going to be marked at the 28-yard line, just inside the right side hash mark. Auburn going from our right to left as we view the field here from north to south. Bank of clouds coming in from the northwest. They're promising us some rain tonight and tomorrow. I'll take it.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. First and 10, Bulldogs. Line of scrimmage at the 28-yard line. The quarterback, Shaw, takes the snap, pitches at the last minute to Nixon Liguori. He's going to be hit and dropped. Boy, they were on Shaw before he could even get started with the ball. Shaw was lucky to even get rid of it. He got it out to Nixon, and that didn't do any good either because they had two people covering up to Nixon Liguori.
Yeah, it looks like the Warriors' left side linebacker was in on a blitz there and was able to shoot the gap and disrupt the option play.
Loss of 5 on the play puts the football back inside the 25 at the 23-yard line, second down and 15 yards to go. Wide to the left side is Ryland Belstorff, I formation. Galicia, the fullback, hand off to Tate Hug, the I back. Hug runs to his left, not much running room. He's out across the 20, back to about the line of scrimmage, and that's all. No gain on the play. Third down and still going to be 14, maybe 15 yards to go here.
Stopped by Andreessen.
Mark the football at the 23-yard line. Third down, 15 yards to go for the Bulldogs. Coach Tony Jansen signaling in the play from the sideline. Quarterback Traven Shaw, he's a 180-pound junior. He alternates some with Nixon Liguori, a sophomore. Okay, Galicia sets in a slot to the left. Belstorff is a wide receiver to the left. Shaw, in the shotgun formation, puts Galicia in motion. He rolls to his right. Shaw's got pressure coming. Throws the ball over the middle. Pass deflected and tipped away down near the first down marker. Again, pretty good defensive effort there. The intended receiver that time was Peyton Bowden. And the ball was on the money, but again, good defensive effort to tip it away.
Great throw, great route, got to the sticks. He would have gotten the first down if it was there, but credit Wahoo for just getting a hand in there.
I'm impressed with the play of the defensive backs for Wahoo. They've been really coming up there and popping those receivers. Back deep is Edmonds to return this punt. Traven Shaw with the wind at his back. Watch this. He stands at his own 10, the wind at his back this time, and he gets away a boomer. There it goes. The return man backs up. Fields the ball for 35. He's upfield to the 40. Breaks to his left near the sideline, near the 45, but taken out of bounds across the 45. And now a flag comes in as he's tackled short of the midfield stripe. A flag was shown on the far sideline. Let's see what that's going to be.
Returned by the Wahoo by Zach Fox.
Wait for the man in the white cap to give us some information here. The clock shows 6:26 to play in the first half here at Wahoo. There is no score in the ballgame. We want to alert our listeners we are going to have an extended halftime tonight. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. There's going to be a huge fireworks display, so we're going to have a 20-minute halftime rather than 15.
Block in the back against the Warriors.
That will hurt Wahoo. As I know, there's a family that has a business here in Wahoo that does fireworks displays professionally nationwide. And each year at homecoming, they donate the fireworks and put on a show here for the hometown folks. And that's what we're going to have going on at halftime. So we're going to have a bit of an extended halftime tonight here in Wahoo. All right, first down to 10. Starting at the 30-yard line, 31-yard line is the line of scrimmage. The quarterback, Owen Hancock, hands the ball off the, up the middle. Nothing doing. Great defense. Great tackle over there for the Bulldogs by Logan Rowell, 250-pound junior. Rowell put a big old open-arm bear hug on that ball carrier and then just gently put him to the ground. I use the term gently, rather loosely. Tackled him with authority. Second down and 10. Great tackle there by Rowell. I formation. Hancock hands under center. LaValle and Ehrlich behind him, calling his count as Hancock. Hancock is back to pass, sets in the pocket. He's throwing deep down the middle. There's a receiver. Pass going to be complete at the 30, the 25, inside the 25, down near the 22-yard line. Making the reception was Zach Fox. The coverage was there, but Fox hauled that one in. I'm telling you, that was a perfectly executed pass play.
And into the wind.
Yeah. Perfectly executed, just over the arms, over the shoulder of the receiver. The defender was there running stride for stride with Zach Fox, but Fox pulls it down, and it's first and 10. This is the deepest penetration for Wahoo all night at the 23-yard line of Auburn. Owen Hancock on first and 10 from Auburn's 23. On the left hash mark is a spot. Hancock takes a snap, hands off to his fullback, running forward off the left side. That's LaValle. LaValle has it down near the 17 or 18-yard line. He's going to get a gain of about 5 on the carry. Call it second down and 5 yards to go with the ball now at the, I'm going to call that the 17-yard line. Second down and 5 from the 17. Wide receiver, wide right, wide left. Tight end set to the right side of the line. The backs are in the I formation. Handoff again goes to LaValle. LaValle again runs behind Andreessen and Scanton off the left side. They stop him short of the first down, but he's inside the 15, down near the 14-yard line. Should bring up third down and short now. Wahoo threatening. 4 minutes, 34 seconds to play. Second quarter, still no score. Third down and 1 for the Warriors. That big pass play, really the first big play that Auburn's given up tonight here on defense. The ball now at the 14-yard line, third down and 1 at Auburn's 14 on the left hash mark. Hancock splits a wide receiver right. Calling his count is Owen Hancock, the quarterback. Quarterback sneak. He'll take it forward and have the first down to about the 10-yard line. Looks like it's going to be first and 10 from just outside the 10. Might be first and goal, depending on where they spot the ball. No, first and 10 from about the 10.5. They could get a first down at the half-yard line.
4 minutes left in the first half.
Over the football come the Warriors. Two wide outs right, one wide to the left. Tight end left, quarterback, Owen Hancock. In the shotgun formation, Hancock has the snap. Hands it up the middle, running to his right, and inside the 10, down near the 8 or the 9-yard line. On the carry was Trevor Ehrlich.
Great defensive tackle by Austin Levine, able to shed the blocker and make the tackle. after a minimal gain.
So Ehrlich gets the ball to the 9-yard line. It'll be second down and 8 at the 9. Boy, that's a long ways down there from where we're seated. At the 9-yard line, second down and 8. Quarterback Hancock puts Fox wide to the left. He's in the shotgun formation calling his starting count. Has the snap. Inside handoff, gives it again. Running for short yardage. Forward with the ball is Ehrlich. Ehrlich's going to be stopped at around the 6-yard line. So it should bring up third down and 5 to go from the 6.
Cole Clark on the tackle.
A lot of time left here. 2 minutes, 53 seconds to play in the first half, second quarter. No score in the ballgame thus far. Third down and 5. Big third down play here. The football at the 6-yard line. Owen Hancock will set in the shotgun formation. Almost a pistol set, just 3 or 4 yards back. Has the snap. Fakes the handoff. Watch the throw. Looks into the end zone. Receiver. Touchdown.
Looks like the Bulldogs came with a blitz from the middle of the field and left the tight end.
Trying to catch who that receiver was.
William Nielsen.
Okay. 25. Nielsen made the reception. The score coming with 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the second quarter, and that will be a 6-yard touchdown pass to Nielsen. Now they try for the conversion here. Oh, they had to wait for the tee to come out. Now they're waiting for the holder of the kicker to come out. Boy, they're going to waiting for the kick here for the conversion. 6-0 there. The ball is down. The kick's on the way into the wind. The kick is up. And the kick is good. Wahoo goes on top 7-0, 2:28 to play here in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Time now for a scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha or Weston Witt in Falls City. That scoring drive, 8 plays, 69 yards, capped off by a 6-yard touchdown pass, Owen Hancock to William Nielsen. The conversion attempt was kicked through by Weeding, and it's 7-0, Wahoo on top. Again, this scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. What do we have here? Some confusion on the lining up for the kickoff? Are you kidding me?
Well, there is a little confusion there, but there was a penalty. There was a penalty on the play there, so I think there might be either a 5 or a 15-yard penalty assessed for what? It was running into the kicker. The kick was good.
Oh, okay.
And they'll assess this here. They'll kick from the Auburn 45.
Now, this is where you have to worry about an onsider here.
Indeed.
We know what Scott Frost would do.
With only 2:28 left to go in the half, you'd almost think that Wahoo would kick it deep and just get to halftime.
You're at the 45-yard line of your opponent. When you kick it, though, even if they cover it, you've still got them down there quite a ways. Let's see what happens. To kick it away, Zaragoza has it teed at the 45 of Auburn. Zaragoza comes forward, and he will kick it deep. It's going to go fielded at the 3, out across the 5, the 10, Belstorff across the 15, and then escorted out of bounds just out across the 15-yard line. So with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the first half, Auburn finds themselves trailing now 7-0. The Bulldogs will have the football first and 10, working from their own 16-yard line.
Scoring updates from Falls City. Falls City Tigers have scored a touchdown. Falls City up 7-0. Sacred Heart up 8-0. Start of the second quarter.
Okay, who are they playing? Sacred Heart's playing
Nebraska Lutheran in Waco.
Okay, and who is Falls City playing? 7-0 over who? Wide receiver wide to the left now on first and 10 at the 16-yard line. Quarterback, long pass down the right sideline, just off the fingertips of the intended receiver. Traven Shaw laid that ball out in front of his receiver with the wind at his back, and they just weren't quite able to pull the ball down near the 40-yard line. That receiver won't turn as he trots back to the huddle to try and identify who that was they were throwing the ball to.
Fall City Tigers up 7-0 on Omaha Concordia at Jug Brown Stadium.
Okay, that was Nixon Liguori, the intended receiver, down that right sideline. And, boy, that was oh so close. If Mr. Liguori gets his hands on that one, he very well may have been gone. 2:17 to go here in the first half, second down and 10. Traven Shaw is the quarterback out of the shotgun, has the snap, wants to throw, throws the ball over the middle, looking for Liguori. The ball is tipped and knocked down. Good defensive effort there, reaching out and tipping that ball was William Nielsen. Nielsen just caught the touchdown a minute ago, and now he comes up with a big defensive play. They were trying to get it to Nixon Liguori on a crossing pattern over the middle from left to right. Incomplete pass brings up third down and 10 yards to go. Again, the line of scrimmage at the 16-yard line, so Auburn, with a pair of incompletions, now finds themselves in third down and long. Bulldogs taking their time in the huddle here. Then they break the huddle and come over the football on third and 10 from their own 16-yard line. Shaw in the shotgun has the snap, rolling right, throwing right, has a receiver out there. Pass is going to be complete to Bellstorff, and he's knocked out of bounds as soon as he makes a catch, but a great job. First down yardage, gets the ball out across the 30-yard line, out near the 32 or 33. Bellstorff just pulled that one down as he was being knocked out of bounds.
Knocked out of bounds by Sam Edmonds. Big completion there
we
for the Bulldogs.
We mentioned Ryland celebrating his 18th birthday tonight here in Wahoo. He'll always remember where he was when he turned 18, won't he? All right, wide to the left comes Bellstorff as a wide receiver. Tate Hug sets back there next to the quarterback, Traven Shaw. Shaw between running backs has the snap. Turns, gives the ball off on a handoff to Nixon Liguori running the left side. Liguori running tough. He's got good yardage across the 35, out near the 38 or 39-yard line. Looks to get a gain of about 7 on that carry, 6 or 7.
Looks like a procedure penalty.
Uh-oh, we got a flag thrown. Clock has stopped with a minute 36 to play in the first half. If you're just checking in, Wahoo leading Auburn 7-0 here. Wahoo were not able to do a whole lot offensively, and then they broke that one great big pass play to Fox down the left sideline, and that set him up and got him in there for a score. So Wahoo leads it 7-0. Bulldogs hanging in there. A minute 36 to go in the first half. 5-yard penalty will put the football back to the 28-yard line, where it'll be first down and 15 yards to go now for the Bulldogs. First and 15. Hug sets in the backfield with Traven Shaw. He sets to Shaw's right. Galicia in a slot to the left. Shaw has the snap. Sets back. Wants to throw. Down the right sideline. Overthrows the intended receiver. He was looking out here for Tate Hug? Or no, that's Ryan Bellstorff.
Intended for Bellstorff,
yeah.
By Sam Edmonds.
Bellstorff was the intended receiver. Good coverage over there. So, second down and 15 yards to go. Auburn just kind of sputtering here a little on offense these last couple of possessions.
Well, who had some good pressure there, and it looks like he just had to...
Well, I'm impressed with their defensive backs. They're pretty good coverage on these Bulldog receivers. Now, quickly, Peyton Bowden's going to come into the game late. Bowden checks in. He's alternating in and out of there as a result of Binder being out with that dislocated elbow. Clock has a minute 17 to play here in the first half. Traven Shaw puts three wide receivers to the left side of the field, one wide to the right. Now we're going to take a timeout and talk it over. Some confusion on the part of the Bulldogs. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Auburn Bulldogs on the Bruce State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Lucas Freshel, back with you here in Wahoo tonight with a minute 17 to play in the first half. Auburn trailing Wahoo 7-0. Hard-fought battle here, a defensive battle so far. Bulldogs with the ball. A minute 17 to play. It's second down, 15 yards to go. The ball is at the Auburn 28-yard line from their own 28. Draven Shaw, the quarterback, has the snap. He's rolling to his left, wants to throw the ball. Now he's looking deep down the field. LaGuardia is there, all off his fingertips. Nixon LaGuardia was behind the bridge. The ball was in his hands at the 30-yard line, and he could not gather that ball in. That one was right on the money.
Right on the money, and it's a touchdown if he just looks it in there.
Oh, that's so unfortunate. Nixon LaGuardia just could not gather that one in. He had a good stride and a half on the defender. The ball was delivered on the money. Credit Traven Shaw with putting that one right where it needed to be. Unfortunate break there because that was a money ball. That was six if he pulls it in. So now it's third down and 15 yards to go. The ball comes back to the 28-yard line. That had to shake up those defensive backs a little bit. They realized they dodged a bullet there. Again, wide out receiver spread set for the formation. And again, we're going to have a timeout by Auburn, this time with a minute 9 to play in the first half. Once again, we'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on the Peru State College Game of the Week.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, back to live action, 109 to go. Third down, 15 at the 28. Traven Shaw, the quarterback, has the snap. He's back to pass. He wants to throw deep again. Now does, down the right sideline. There's the receiver, and the pass is knocked away, falls incomplete down near the 35-yard line. So the Bulldogs have had a couple of close calls here, nearly breaking away for the deep ones, but not able to get her done. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 15 punting situation. The scary part is, well, who's got a minute and 1 second to play with here? He'll be kicking this one away. Shaw with the wind in his back. Craven's been punting the ball well this year. He's got the wind behind him. Let's see if he can get off a good one here again. Good snap from center. The punt's away. A low driving punt with the wind is going to be fielded at the 30. The return man comes to his right to the 35, the 40, 45, midfield, at the 50, at the 40, the 35, at the 20. One man to beat. He'll be tackled and dropped inside the 15-yard line, down around the 13-yard line. On the return was Zach Fox, 155-pound senior. And Fox puts the Warriors down in scoring position here with 44 seconds left of which to work.
Greg Galicia with a touchdown-saving tackle.
Yeah, we said just a moment ago the scary part, they'd have a minute to work with, and now they do. 44 seconds. The ball is at the 12-yard line, first and 10. Hancock puts a receiver wide to each side of the field. A single setback in the backfield just to his right. Hancock in the gun. Takes a snap. Keeps it himself, runs into the middle, got down near the 10-yard line, maybe just inside the 10 for a gain of a couple. And it'll bring up second down and 8 from the 10-yard line. The clock stops with 36 seconds to go. Timeout Wahoo. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Bulldog Football on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
I'm Randy Gatula. That's Lucas Freshel over there. 36 seconds to go in the first half. Auburn trailing 7-0, but Wahoo is down here threatening. Second down and 8 at the Bulldog 10-yard line. The ball between the hash marks, just inside the right side hash mark. Owen Hancock is your quarterback, a wide receiver to each side. Hancock in the shotgun calls his count. He has the snap. Looks to his right. Now dumps the ball over the middle. The pass is caught. And now, wait a minute.
They're going to call it a touchdown.
It's a touchdown. The ball popped out of there. Was it Fox?
It was Fox. It was Fox running a little in the pattern.
What did he do? Just catch it and throw it up real quick?
Yeah,
and
right? He kind of like tried to like jump across the goal line, and the ball popped out almost simultaneously. Auburn defenders were going after it, and they called it a touchdown.
All right. Zach Fox with the reception. The score coming with just 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's the try for the conversion. It's up and it's good by Weeding, and it's 14-0 Wahoo with 30 seconds to play here in the first half. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 at Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City.
Well, that scoring drive took just two plays to cover 12 yards. A 10-yard touchdown pass, Owen Hancock to Zach Fox. Weeding kicked the conversion, and it's 14-0 Wahoo with 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Zaragoza has the ball teed at the 40-yard line, set to kick it away. Ryland Bellstorff is the deep man. He'll wait back near his own 12-yard line to return the kickoff. Zaragoza with the toe into that ball. Bellstorff fields it at the 10. He's out to the 15. He's at the 20. Broke a tackle there and then dropped short of the 30 around the 28-yard line, but there's only 25 seconds left to play here in the first half.
Stop by Caden Smart from the Warriors.
So now the football is going to be marked, they'll call it the 27-yard line. That's where Auburn has it with just 25 seconds left to work with here in the first half. Bulldogs battle this one. It could so very easily be tied up right now. And instead, that big punt return, and suddenly 14-0. All right. 25 seconds on the clock. First and 10. They're just going to take a knee. Auburn doesn't want to make any more mistakes here. They're going to let the time expire. So that will be the end of your first half after one half of play here in Wahoo. 14-0, the Wahoo Warriors leading the Auburn Bulldogs. We're going to have an extended halftime for you here tonight because of the fireworks show they have planned. Not really dark enough for the fireworks yet, but that's what they're going to do. Right now, we'll take a two-minute timeout, and we'll come back with our halftime show after this two-minute break. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, broths, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400. where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Catula, Lucas Freshel, back with you here in Wahoo, Nebraska, where it's halftime. The Wahoo Warriors leading the Auburn Bulldogs, our halftime score, Wahoo 14 and Auburn nothing. And let's take a look now at a scoring recap here. This scoring recap, halftime scoring recap, being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Well, it was a defensive battle throughout most of that first half. In fact, we got down to the 2:28 mark of the second quarter, first half, with no score. And that's when Wahoo had the big pass completion down the left sideline, put him down deep in Bulldog territory. And after that, it took just another play or two to cap an 8-play, 69-yard drive. Wahoo went up 7-0 with 2:28 to play in the first period after Weeding kicked the conversion. Bulldogs got the ball back with 2:28 to go, weren't able to move it through a couple of pass incompletions. One was nearly a touchdown. It was down this left sideline, looked like it was going to go, went right through the fingertips of the intended receiver, unfortunately. And the Bulldogs, after three pass incompletions, had to punt the ball away. That was with 1:01 to go in the ballgame. In the first half, they punted away. 48 seconds on the clock after the punt return. That's all Wahoo needed. They had a big return of the punt all the way down to the 12-yard line. Two plays later, they took it in on a 10-yard touchdown pass from Owen Hancock to Zach Fox. Again, Weeding kicked the conversion, and Wahoo has taken a 14-0 halftime lead, both of those touchdowns coming in the final 2 minutes of the first half after a big defensive battle throughout the whole first half of our ball game. That's your halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more online at highlandcc.edu. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here, then we're going to check in with your local weather forecast, another two-minute break, and then we'll be back with some scores for you from around the area. We're gathering as many as we can. We'll give you some scoring updates from other games being played around Southeast Nebraska. That's coming up right after this on the Peru State College Game of the Week.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is hosting an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September the 20th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the Max Rassman Conference Room. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org and enter CMCFC or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives together. Schedule your appointment today at redcrossblood.org, entering CMCFC, or call Linda at the Community Medical Center in Falls City with this on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September 20th, between 10 and 3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Fall harvest is fast approaching. Do you have last year's corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities at Dawson, Salem, and Falls City, Salem Grain Company is working hard to offer competitive prices.
No one knows what grain markets will do, so by using Salem Grain's minimum price contract, you can lock in your minimum price while giving yourself an upside on a rally in the market. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 or 1-888-564-1838 for all your grain merchandising needs.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Increasing cloud cover tonight with a chance of isolated showers and storms developing, especially later on in the night. Temperatures fall back into the upper 50s with winds out of the north at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high temperature around 65 degrees and winds out of the north at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low temperature in the upper 40s and winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday, sunny, temperatures start to rebound a little bit, with highs reaching the mid-70s, and north winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday night, clear, temperatures in the upper 40s. Monday, sunshine, with high temperatures in the lower 80s. Tuesday looks sunny, with high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 83.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmTrak.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back once again to Wahoo, where it's halftime. The Wahoo Warriors leading the Auburn Bulldogs. Our halftime score, Wahoo 14 and Auburn 0. Our halftime show continues, being presented tonight by Highland Community College, where they're close to home and far from dead. You can learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Well, we've been gathering up a few other scores from around the area here. Lucas Freshall standing by. Lucas, what have you got to share with us?
Yeah, I got a few area scores here. It's like Albany is over Mount City, Missouri, 54-0 at half.
Who?
Falls City Sacred Heart over Nebraska Lutheran, just down the road in Waco, 20-14, the Irish lead. Omaha Concordia with a pick six to end towards the end of the first half. Tigers are down 10-7, and that's the updates I got here.
That's what we've got for scoring updates so far. Those scores being presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from death. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Well, we're having an extended halftime here. Right now we're being entertained by the marching band here at Wahoo. We understand that there's going to be an extensive fireworks show coming up here in a couple of minutes. That's why they've pushed this halftime out to a 23-minute halftime. As it was explained to us, apparently, Lucas, there's a family that has a family-owned business here in Wahoo that does commercial fireworks displays nationwide. Pretty big deal, apparently. And as a result of that, they put on a fireworks show at halftime of the homecoming game here for Wahoo. Now, there's not going to be a coronation. They're going to do that later on at the dance after the game tonight. But they do have fireworks scheduled for us coming up, so we're going to take another two-minute break. Then we'll come back and talk about some upcoming broadcasts that we have scheduled for you in the coming weeks, both here on KTNC and on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. That's coming up after this two-minute break. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
What's your money doing right now? Is it sitting there doing absolutely nothing? It's time to start putting it to work. Invest it. Make it grow for the future. Come see us and together we'll develop an investment strategy tailored just for you. Together we grow. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, while we were away for break, the fireworks display started. And if you hear those booms in the background, no, Lucas, they're not shooting at us. I tell you, folks, this is not your average fireworks display. I can understand why the people are impressed here. This is a professional fireworks company that puts on displays nationwide, and I can see why they're a national company. This is not what you typically see in a small town. They are really lighting up the skies. Lighting up the skies there at Wahoo.
Fireworks show presented by Dennis Pyrotechnics.
All right, you found another score there you wanted to share with us.
Number one, Aurora. Number one in C1. Aurora, who was Class B last year, jumped out to C1. They're up 27-7 over Ashland Greenwood, who had beaten Wahoo last week.
All right, we're still a good 7 or 8 minutes away from being ready to play more football. If you're just checking in with us here, with 14-0, Wahoo leading your Auburn Bulldogs. Wahoo scoring 2 touchdowns in the final 2:28 of the first half after a big defensive battle. They're doing it all here at Wahoo. We had a dance team to entertain us. Then we had the band came out in March. Then the fireworks display. And now, you know what? We're having tricycle races. They've got a bunch of young people lined up on tricycles, and they're racing down the 8-lane track in front of us. Are these adults or little kids? They're supposed to be little kids, aren't they?
Looks like a mixed age group here.
Yeah. So we're having tricycle races, too, to go with it.
Another scoring update here for an area team. Hubble Timber Rock Senior beat Wymore Southern 46-8. Lord Central Catholic beat John Hamilton County Central, 26-12.
You mentioned HTRS with another win. That's a good segue into what I was about to talk about here. Lucas and I will be on hand at Johnson Brock next Friday night, 1 week from tonight, when they entertain HTRS, and that ought to be a dandy, HTRS and Johnson Brock matching up next Friday night. Also next Friday night, we'll have the Falls City Tigers on the road at Boys Town. Now, the Falls City game will be on KTNC. I'll have the Johnson Brock HTRS game on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Also want to announce, too, to our Johnson Brock listeners tuned in, Johnson Brock has a game scheduled on a Thursday night on the 29th of September. We have a full schedule for Friday the 30th, but that means we can go down to Johnson Brock and pick up their Thursday night game. We're going to have that on Sunny 101.3. I believe it's with BDS, Bruning Davenport Stickley. That's always a great matchup, so that ought to be a real dandy. That's coming up, and that's not on our regular schedule. That's something we've added in there for the 29th of September. Still about 5 or 6 minutes away from moving to second half action, so we're going to take another 2 minute break and be back with more of our Highland Community College halftime show on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Dr. Sven Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gaber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your healthcare needs.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, as we understand it, the last information we had, the temperature's still in the 80s back in Falls City. Folks, the front's coming through. It's headed your way. Currently 66 degrees here in Wahoo with a brisk northwest wind blowing, 66 degrees. So an entirely different climate right now here in Wahoo. I want to remind everybody, we'll have University of Nebraska football tomorrow right here on KTNC. Kickoff with Georgia Southern is scheduled for 6:30. Our pregame coverage will begin here on KTNC at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, so we encourage you to tune in here to KTNC, AM 1230, FM 107.1 for Cornhusker football. 4:30 pregame, 6:30 kickoff, live from Memorial Stadium. Our good friends Greg Sharp and Matt Davison will bring you the descriptions of that one. Now, I think the clock is winding down here, but I have a gut feeling they're going to stick another 3 minutes up there. They told us a 23-minute halftime, and they ran off the 20. Both teams came out of the locker room, completed their warm-ups. Auburn come to the sideline as though they're ready to kick it off and get going. But Wahoo showing no indication they're ready to play, and I think we're going to get another 3 minutes out of this. So we've just about had it all here. We had a dance team performance. We had an excellent marching band performance from the Wahoo Band. Had one of the neatest fireworks displays I've ever seen in a small town. Big fireworks display. Then we had tricycle races. And now we get another couple of minutes before we kick off. We'll go step aside for one more two-minute timeout. Bear with us, folks. We'll be back for that third quarter kickoff in 2 minutes on KTNC.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is hosting an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September the 20th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the Max Rathman Conference Room. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org and enter CMCFC or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives together. Schedule your appointment today at redcrossblood.org, entering CMCFC, or call Linda at the Community Medical Center in Falls City with this on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September 20th between 10 and 3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Fall harvest is fast approaching. Do you have last year's corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities at Dawson, Salem, and Falls City, Salem Grain Company is working hard to offer competitive prices. No one knows what grain markets will do, so by using Salem Grain's minimum price contract, you can lock in your minimum price while giving yourself an upside on a rally in the market. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 or 1-888-564-1838 for all your grain merchandising needs.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Just about ready to move into third quarter action. Recapping that first half, we had a defensive battle until the 2:28 mark of the first half, second quarter. And that's when Wahoo got a 6-yard touchdown pass from Owen Hancock to William Nielsen. That made it 7-0. They came right back with 30 seconds to play in the first half with a 10-yard touchdown pass, this time from Hancock to Zach Fox. And in the last 2:28 of the first half, two quick touchdowns by Wahoo have given the Warriors a 14-0 halftime lead. You recall Auburn received the opening kickoff. Wahoo will get the first possession to start this third quarter. The Bulldogs will kick it away from the 40-yard line. And Wahoo will have their first possession of the ball game. In to do the kicking for Auburn is Jude Campbell. Campbell has it teed at the 40. This is his first chance to kick the ball off tonight here at Wahoo. Campbell, ready to come forward. Our third quarter is underway. Here's the kick. End over end into the wind. It'll be a short kick that bounces inside the 30, picked up at the 30, and the return man is wrapped up and hit. That was Braden Iverson, and he's knocked down just right at the 30-yard line, maybe a 1-yard return or so. And it'll be first and 10 Wahoo. The Warriors with a 14-0 lead here. The Bulldogs not out of this one by any means, but they've got a big mountain to climb here with this defense the way it's been. First and 10 now for Wahoo at the 30-yard line. Quarterback is Hancock. He puts a man in motion out to the right. LaValle, pass to the right, that's going to be complete out for first down yardage. Making the catch is Zach Fox. Fox will have it across the 40 out to the 42-yard line is where they'll mark it. So Hancock finds Zach Fox. Fox was a big receiver on that long pass that set up the first touchdown. Working quickly now with no huddle. Hancock has him over the football. First and 10, backs in the I formation. Takes a snap, turns, gives the ball off to the right side to LaValle. LaValle is going to have yardage out to about the 45-yard line. Looks like a gain of 3. Should bring up second down and 7 yards to go now for the Warriors. Bulldog defense needs to get a stop on this first possession here. Already down 2 touchdowns. Second down and 7. The ball at the 45-yard line. Hancock trips to the left side of the field this time. A single setback. LaValle sets to his left. Back to pass is Hancock, rolling left, looking downfield, sets up. Goes near the sideline. The pass goes off the fingertips of his intended receiver. He was looking for Josh Edmonds over here. Good coverage by the Bulldogs. Edmonds not able to pull it down.
Coverage on the Bulldogs. Brenton Wenzel, the freshman.
So the incompletion brings the ball back to the 45-yard line. Third down and 7 yards to go. Big third down play here. This Bulldog defense would like to get the ball back. Trailing 14 to nothing here early in this third quarter. On third down and 7 at the 45-yard line, Hancock puts two wide receivers left. Hancock calling his count. Has a snap. Looking left, looking right now. Throwing deep over the middle. Pass overthrown. Falls incomplete. Wow, good defensive coverage. They had those receivers buttoned up. No chance for him to get to the football.
Wenzel again on the defensive stop. Looks like just a little bit overthrown. Streak down the middle on the hashtag.
So, it'll be a punting situation now for the Warriors, and that's exactly what the Bulldogs wanted here, was to get that ball right back for their offense. It'll be Belstorff back to return it. He'll wait inside his own 20. We've mentioned a couple of times already tonight, it's Ryland's 18th birthday today, as he's back to return this one, waiting for the punt. The kick is out of there with the wind. He'll call for a fair catch and make the fair catch at the 21 or 2 yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Auburn Bulldogs. Looks like they'll be at their own 21 is where they'll mark the football. First and 10. Now, let's see if we can get some Auburn offense going here. They had a couple of big plays that were almost, but not quite. Almost doesn't get it. Looks like Nixon Liguori, I don't know, he's going to split wide to the right. Liguori comes wide to the right along with Moody. In the shotgun is Shaw, has the snap, fakes a handoff. Shaw rolls to the right. He's going to run with the football. Shaw comes out to the right across the 20, across the 25, and driven out of bounds at the 27-yard line. And that'll be a nice gain for Traven Shaw, about 6 yards on the carry. Should bring up, well, maybe they're not going to give him as much as I thought. Looks like they're going to say he stepped out. Be a second down and about 4 yards to go.
Driven out of bounds by Ehrlich.
Well, now the ball was at the 21. Now they're at the 27. You got to give him 6. Yeah, okay, now we got it. Second down and 4, despite what that says. On second and 4, Shaw takes a snap. Gives off to Hug. Oh, no place to go that time. When they try to run right up the center, that defense for Wahoo is pretty tough in there. Not giving much there. Hug just ran into a wall of tacklers.
William Nielsen in on the tackle.
No gain on the play. Third down. In fact, maybe even lost about a yard there. The ball is back to the 26-yard line. Third down, 6 yards to go. With the ball at the 26. That's where they mark it. Auburn over the football. On third down and long. Three wide receivers left, one wide to the right. Spread formation. Back to pass. Shaw has time. Throws it out to the left. The ball was intended for Galicia. Might have got tipped over there. The ball came up short of the intended receiver. Grant Galicia falls incomplete. It'll be a fourth down punting situation. So the Bulldogs, after holding on defense, not able to do anything with it. And now Traven Shaw's got to punt the ball into the wind. He will stand at his own 12-yard line to wait for the snap. 9:58 to play, third quarter, 14 to nothing. Wahoo on top. Shaw gets the snap, gets the punt out of there. A low driver into the wind. Bounces. Return man picks it up at the 40. Starts up field. Hit, dives forward across the 45, out near the 48 or 9-yard line. Now a flag comes in way late. After it was all over, a flag is thrown back at the 45-yard line. Let's see what this is going to be. That came in well after the play had transpired, back at the 45.
I didn't see any activity, but recently it's a personal
foul.
Here we go. Locking back
against the Warriors. A personal foul, is that what we got?
He called a block in the back.
Block in the back is what he called, okay. Well, that will set Wahoo back. They were going to have reasonably good field position at their own 49-yard line. So now we're going to have penalty yardage from the spot of the infraction at the 45 is going to be marched off and going to take the football down to the 35-yard line. 10-yard penalty to the 35. It'll be first and 10 at the 35. For the Wahoo Warriors. Owen Hancock, the QB, is under center this time with his backs in the I formation. Hands off to his I back. That's Ehrlich. Ehrlich runs to the right for short yardage across the 35, out to about the 37. Looks like a gain of 2 on the carry. Should bring up second down and 8 now for the Warriors.
Galicia on the stop.
9:33 to play in the third quarter. Clock running 14-0. Wahoo leading the Auburn Bulldogs on second down and 8. Again, Hancock puts his wide receiver to the left side this time. Tight end set to the right. Now they shift two linemen off to the long, unbalanced line to the left. Hancock hands the ball off to his running back right into the middle. He's met and then pushed back. I believe carrying it is LaValle that time. Not a lot of running room. He'll have yardage. Now it looks like they'll get it out to near the 40. Going to be third down and a long 5. Third, about 5.5 yards to go now. Fox comes wide to the left this time as the receiver. He's been the dangerous one that's been catching all the balls. Ehrlich sets in a slot to the left. Hancock, the quarterback, puts Ehrlich in motion from left to right. Hancock throws to Ehrlich out on the right sideline, and he broke a tackle upfield. First down yardage out to the 50-yard line, across the 50-yard line into Bulldog territory. Trevor Ehrlich sent it a slot to the left, went in motion left to right, caught the ball out on the right sideline, and then somehow squirted through two or three would-be tacklers to get first down yardage into Bulldog territory.
Yeah, good play by Ehrlich there to break the tackle and get the first down.
At the 48-yard line of Auburn, first down and 10 now for the Warriors. Quarterback Hancock has a man coming in motion again from right to left. Has the snap, throws it out. They're going to try and run it to the other side this time. And Ehrlich this time, not as much success. They ran exactly the same play coming the other direction, but the defenders were there this time.
Burke Moody exactly where he needed to be, saw the read and made the tackle.
8 minutes to play now in the third quarter. If you're just checking in with us, 14-0. Wahoo leading the 2-0 Auburn Bulldogs. Wahoo still looking for their first win after losing their first two games to Ashland Greenwood and to Pierce. So I understand Ashland Greenwood's on the short end of their score, though, right now, too. Second down, 11 yards to go for the Warriors. Line of scrimmage at the 49 of Auburn. Motion man from left to right. Little inside handoff goes to him. And carrying the football is Josh Edmonds. Edmonds, that was just a little ball where Edmonds comes in motion from left to right. The quarterback just flips the ball out in front and lets him grab it out of the air. He couldn't get the corner turned, though, and got short yardage, maybe a yard or so down to the 48-yard line. Still going to bring up third down. And we're going to still call it 10 yards to go here.
Left side of the Auburn defense staying home and keep it contained.
All right, third down and 10. Fox comes wide to the left side. Now Hancock tells one of his receivers, no, line up right. So now we've got trips right, single setback. Back to pass. Hancock going to throw deep down the left sideline for Fox. Pass falls incomplete. And the Wahoo fans are wanting a flag there. The receiver, Fox, complaining about the coverage. Looked good to me. I don't know. Who was that back there? I believe Peyton Bowden. Peyton Bowden, who's been rotating in a defensive back in place of the injured Maverick Binder, and Bowden made a nice play there. Pass falls incomplete. Fourth down. 10 yards to go at the 48-yard line of Auburn. Punting situation in to punt the ball away is Zach Fox. He'll stand at his own 37-yard line. Rylan Belsdorf will wait to return this punt. He stands at his own 10. Oh, a bobble on the snap. Got it out of there, though. Belsdorf chases after the ball. It bounces in front of him. He decides to stay away, and oh, it's going to roll all the way down inside the 5-yard line. And the Bulldogs are going to start deep in their own territory. This drive will begin at the 4, is where they'll spot it. First and 10 Auburn from their own 4-yard line. 6 minutes, 28 seconds to play. In this third quarter, Auburn trailing 14-0 to the Wahoo Warriors. Well, let's see what the Bulldogs. This will be a real good place to start a 96-yard scoring drive.
Into the wind.
Yeah, into the wind at the 4. Your quarterback, Traven Shaw, with a wide out, wide left, two wide receivers right, single set back in the backfield is Tate Hug. In motion goes Galicia. Handoff goes to Hug right up the middle. Oh, he found some running room that time. Schwartz all the way out to the 15-yard line for a gain of about 11, and that'll be enough for a first and 10. Tate Hug running tough up the middle. 11-yard gain on the play, first and 10 Bulldogs. The ball now at the 15-yard line. Well, that's a quick way to get out of that hole. Clock running, 6:10 to go, third quarter, 14-0, Auburn trailing. Bellstorff wide right, Liguori split wide. Back to pass, Shaw hangs it down the right sideline. Receiver's there, makes the catch. They're going to say, no, he's out of bounds in front of the Bulldog bench. Making the catch was Nixon Liguori. He pulled it in, but they say he came down out of bounds right in front of the Auburn bench. The ball was there. They made the connection. He could not get the feet down in bounds.
Made a nice play, but nobody on the Auburn bench argued it.
No.
He's been clearly out.
Second down, 10 yards to go at the 15-yard line. Trayvon Shaw, 180-pound junior, is the quarterback. Shaw splits a wide receiver to the right, one wide to the left. I think Galicia comes out this time. Hand off goes to Hug up the middle. Hug is stacked up and thrown back after a gain of a couple. Looks like he got out near the 17-yard line. Going to bring up third down, still about 8 yards to go for the Bulldogs.
Great tackle by William Nielsen on the play.
5:42 to play, third quarter, 14-0. Wahoo leading the Auburn Bulldogs here at Wahoo tonight. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Lucas Freshel seated alongside. Hope you're enjoying the Peru State College Game of the Week tonight here on KTNC. This time, Shaw is hands under center. He has the snap, sets in the pocket, throws the ball out to the left side, and just has to throw it away. Bellstorff was his intended receiver, but they had triple coverage over there. Shaw didn't want to throw into that, so he just deliberately threw the ball away out of bounds and lived to fight another day. You don't want to throw into that triple coverage. Fourth down punting situation. Shaw punting from deep in his own territory into the wind. He stands at his own 5-yard line. Now, his leg has been a real weapon for him this year. He needs a big one here with this wind in his face. The return men are waiting in Bulldog territory on that side of the 50-yard line. The ball is going to be fielded at the 50. At the 45, return man at the 40. Around the corner on the right side with the return and finally taken out of bounds over there is Sam Edmonds. Let's see where they mark it. A lot of people around the ball on the far side. Where are they going to put it down?
Flag on the play.
They're going to mark the ball at the 30-yard line, just outside the 30, but we've got a penalty marker. Now the official indicating against Wahoo, another illegal block. Apparently so. Wahoo's had their troubles here with the penalty yardage. Auburn's been aided several times, not able to capitalize. So here's the penalty yardage being assessed against the Warriors. That's going to put the football all the way back out to the 47-yard line of Auburn. Nevertheless, the Warriors are going to start in Bulldog territory. Hancock comes over the football, first and 10 at the Bulldog 47. Shifts a receiver to the left side. The backs are in the I formation behind him. Gives off to his I back. And he'll dive forward inside the 45, down near the 42 or 43-yard line. Carrying the football was Ehrlich, Trevor Ehrlich. He's a 180-pound senior running back. They've got a gain there of about 6 on the carry, so they're going to call it second down and 4 yards to go.
Stopped on the play by Austin Levine.
I don't know. That looks like 5 to me, despite now they change it. You notice the clock operator kind of leans toward the Wahoo.
Home cooking.
Second down and 5 yards to go. We'll call what we see, not what's posted. Second and 5 at the 42-yard line. Waiting for the snap from center. Owen Hancock has the ball, rolls to his right, looks down the right sideline. Now keeps the ball. He'll tuck it and run and have first down yardage. Hancock has the ball down to the 35-yard line. That'll be enough for a first and 10. And it'll be first down Wahoo at the 35 of the Bulldogs with 4 minutes 11 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Wahoo on top, 14-0. Warriors with the ball on the right side hash mark. They go from our right to left, north to south. Two wideouts to the left. Nielsen comes to the left, has Edmonds in a slot. Quarterback Hancock takes a snap. Gives to his fullback straight forward. That should be LaValle, I think. That's who's been lining up at that spot as they unstack him. And he'll have yardage inside the 35 down to about the 32-yard line. It'll be second down and seven now at the Bulldog 32. Lucas, we're a long, long ways from that football, aren't we?
We are. It's a long distance over there to see those numbers.
Here we go. Quarterback Owen Hancock has two backs set behind him in the I formation. Unbalanced line, strong side to the left. Calling a starting count, Hancock gives off to the running back. Straight forward goes Ehrlich. Ehrlich still on his feet and fighting for extra yardage. Fighting down close to first down yardage. Not sure if he got there. He might be just a bit short. See when they mark it.
Bert Moody on the tackle there, trying to rip it loose. Unsuccessful. Able to bring him to the ground.
Third down and one. Line of scrimmage is at the 26-yard line. Third and one. Wahoo leads it 14 to nothing. The Warriors are down here threatening again. Third down and one. Hancock looks over the defensive set, steps under center, quarterback sneak. He'll have it easily. He sneaks the ball inside the 25, down near the 22 or maybe 23-yard line, and it'll be a first and 10 for the Warriors. High school football coming your way tonight on KTNC, Falls City, Nebraska, AM 1230, FM 107.1. My name is Randy Gatula. Glad you tuned in tonight, whether it be over the air or online at mscsports.net. We're glad to have you listening in. Bulldogs having a bit of a struggle tonight here at Wahoo. First and 10 Warriors, line of scrimmage at the Auburn 23-yard line as Hancock sets the backs in the eye once again. Hancock has the snap. Gives it off. Running forward is LaValle. And LaValle's going to be at the 20. You'll get about three on that one, I believe. Maybe even inside the 20. We'll have to call it the 19, maybe. So it'll bring up second down and six. At the 19-yard line, second down and six. Hancock with LaValle set in the top of the eye. Takes the snap, turns. Gives the ball off to the right side. This time carrying the football is Caden Smart, a sophomore. Well, that's the first time we've called his name tonight. And Smart's going to put the ball down to around the 16, short of first down yardage. Be about third and three.
Auburn Bulldogs defensive line getting tested right here. You can see kind of breathing some air. They're just running right at them and running for some positive yards. See if the Bulldog defensive line can...
All right, third down and three at the 16-yard line for Wahoo. Big third down here for the Bulldogs and for the Warriors, for that matter. Hancock calls a count. Going to throw the ball. Pressure coming. He got it off, and the ball's going to be caught. And no, incomplete. He couldn't gather it in. The receiver down here on the sideline was William Nielsen. Nielsen looked like he was going to make the catch at the 10-yard line for the first down and drop the football. It was just a little bit underthrown because there was a lot of pressure on the quarterback.
A lot of pressure, a couple Bulldogs coming from each side.
All right, you're up 14 to nothing. The wind is at your back. I wonder what kind of a kicker they've got here. Fourth down and three. They're going to line up and go for the first down. Yes, they are. Hancock, eye set. Hand off into the middle. I don't think he got there.
No.
Bulldog defense stopped the running back. Running and carrying the football was Smart once again, and Smart could not get there. The Bulldog defense is waiting for him. Auburn's defense is held, and that's what you need to have happen. Trailing 14 to nothing, Bulldogs will take possession of the football. They'll begin this drive first and 10 at their own 17-yard line is where this one's going to start.
Wyatt Rowell in on the tackle for the Bulldogs.
At the 17, first and 10. Belstorff wide to the right. Liguori wide to the left side. High formation. Now Moody shifts over as a tight end position to the right side of the line. People jumping around there. Let's see what we've got. A flag is thrown.
Offside by the left defensive end.
I think he jumped across there and wasn't drawn. They're talking to the Auburn captains. That would be a nice little boost on first down to pick up 5 yards. You'll always take those gifts. So now the football moves out across to the 22-yard line. It still began at the 17. So we're first and five at the 22. 46 seconds left to play in the third quarter, 14-0. Wahoo leading your Auburn Bulldogs. Nixon Liguori comes to the near side as a wide receiver. Traven Shaw takes a snap. Shaw hands off to Tate Hug. Hug goes fighting into the line and gets thrown back by the defensive line for Wahoo. Boy, the Warriors were ready for that one. Hug had no place to go at all.
Nielsen and about two or three other Wahoo Warriors in on the tackle.
Got back to the line of scrimmage, but that's all. No gain at all on the play. So it's second down and five. Belstorff wide right, Hug in the top of the eye. Galitzia is the fullback. They pitch the ball to Hug. He'll try to run to the left. Got a block or two over there. Now here comes the pursuit, and he gets knocked out of bounds way out into the players there for Wahoo. Let's see what kind of a gain he got on it. They're going to mark it, I think, short of the first down. It's going to be third down and, boy, very short yardage, less than a yard, it looks. He was just shy of first down yardage over there on the far side. Now they're having a discussion with the chain gang.
I'd look for the Bulldogs to dial up QB sneak here to grab this first down.
Ooh, look what happened here. They picked up the chain and started to run with it, and now they're making them put the chain back down. How can you get an accurate measurement that way? And it's going to be ruled a first down. And, of course, there's going to be some objections from the Wahoo coaching staff over that. But, hey, it's your own chain gang that did it.
That's right.
First and 10 for the Bulldogs. They had picked up the chain. And once you do that, how do you ever remember? Here's the hole in the ground. This is where the pole was. Here we go. First and 10, Bulldogs. Traven Shaw, hands under center, takes a snap, gives off to Galitzia, nothing doing. Galitzia, the fullback, he was hit in the backfield as soon as he took the handoff from Shaw. The defender already had a hand on him. So right now, that Wahoo defensive line is winning the battle. There's the end of the third quarter. After three quarters of play, Wahoo leading Auburn 14-0. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bruce State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Yep. All right, we move to fourth quarter action. Sean, the shotgun, takes a snap. Flags fly, whistle sound. We'll have a penalty call here, a procedure penalty. Lucas, you've got some scoring updates for us.
A couple area scores for the Fall City teams. Sacred Heart Irish up 26-20, 7:22 left of the third quarter. Fall City Tigers up 13-10 with 9:27 left to go in the third quarter.
All right. Penalty yardage against the Bulldogs. We'll back them up to the 20-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. It'll be second down and about 17 yards to go from the 20. They need to get it out to the 37 for first down yardage. So second and a quarter of a mile right now for the Auburn Bulldogs. Shaw has Belstorff and Galitzia to the left. Hug, the single setback behind Shaw. Traven Shaw with the snap. Back to pass in the pocket. He's going to throw left down the sideline and a pass overthrown. Intended downfield for Rylan Belstorff, but I'll tell you, that's hard to do with this brisk north wind behind you. He overthrows the intended receiver. The wind just got under that ball and carried it for him.
Yeah, pretty good coverage there by Wahoo, double coverage.
So the incompletion brings the ball back to the 20-yard line, where it'll be third down and 17 yards to go. They went for the whole ball of wax. They needed 17. They were trying to throw for about 30 there. Well, Shaw's got an arm. He showed us that. Here we go. Third down, 17 from the 20. Trayvon Shaw, spread formation. Shaw rolls right, sets, throwing down the right sideline. There's the receiver just off his fingertips, incomplete, out across the 40-yard line. And this Bulldog passing attack just hasn't quite clicked tonight. They've had some opportunities. The ball either just slightly overthrown or off the fingertips, or a few of those were just excellent defensive plays on the part of Wahoo. But playing formation for the Bulldogs from their own 20-yard line. Trayvon Shaw will pump the ball from his own 7 is where he stands. The return men waited about their own 45-yard line. Shaw with the wind at his back. And he, a low driver that goes over the return man and rolls inside the 30. Picked up at the 25. He starts to the right, out across the 30, out to the 34-yard line is where they'll bring him down. And that's where Wahoo will begin this drive, first and 10 from their own 34. Who got him?
Ryland Belsdorf on the tackle there. Way to get off the block and make that tackle.
Clock down to 11 minutes, 33 seconds to play in the ballgame. We're live from Wahoo High School tonight. The Wahoo Warriors and the Auburn Bulldogs. 11:33 to go. It's 14-0. Wahoo with the lead as Owen Hancock, the 190-pound senior quarterback, brings the Warriors over the football. Hancock will set in a pistol formation with an I formation behind him. That's Lavalle and Ehrlich. Now a whistle's blowing. What do we got here? Some confusion. I didn't see anybody call a timeout. For some reason, they stopped play.
Oh, it looks like the sticks on the far side.
Oh, they broke their fancy digital.
There.
There, we got her fixed. You know, the more technology you get, the more things there are that can go wrong.
No doubt about it.
There we go. First down and 10. Again, the line of scrimmage at the 34-yard line for the Warriors. We got that digital down marker fixed. And Owen Hancock is ready to take the snap. He has the ball. Gives straight ahead to his eye back. That's Trevor Ehrlich. Ehrlich gets it across the 35, out near the 37 or 38-yard line. Going to give him a gain of about 4 on the carry. Second down, 6 yards to go now for the Warriors. Clock continues to run, 11:15 to go in the ballgame. 14-0, Bulldogs trail.
Cole Clark on the tackle for the Bulldogs.
Now they bring the play in from the side. You can tell Wahoo's going to slow this thing down and take up all the clock they can between plays, up 14-0. Second down, 6 yards to go for the Warriors. Football at their own 38-yard line. Hancock throws a pass complete out to the left, and that receiver is going to be brought down after he has evaded the first tackle, where he spun around trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, and if he did, that's going to be all. No gain on the play. Going to be third down. Now they're going to call a third and about 7 to go here with the football at about the 36-yard line is where they mark it.
Quiet.
So, big third down play for the Bulldog defense. They've still got 10:21 left with which to work here, but they need to get the ball back into their offense's hands. Big third down play here. We're going to have trips to the right, one set in a slot to the right, then two wide out receivers. There's only one point, one cover, and two guys. This isn't good. Down the right sideline, there's a pass over the middle, tipped away, falls incomplete. Intended receiver, William Nielsen, who was back there on defense. Well played.
Trying to get a number there. Looks like it might have been LaGorde.
Bowden, I think. It might have been...
Nope, that was LaGorde.
Okay, it was LaGorde. Well, the Bulldogs dodged a bullet here on this left sideline because they had one defender on two receivers. Quarterback didn't look this way. He was looking all the way over the middle. Zach Fox will come in to punt the ball away into the wind, standing at his own 21-yard line. Ryland Belsdorf will wait at the 30 of the Bulldogs to return this punt. Waiting for the snap. A high snap, gets it down, gets the kick out of there. Off the side of his foot, it's going to be a short kick. Bounces near midfield. And it's going to be touchdown at the 48-yard line of the Bulldogs. So Auburn with 9:50 to play in the ball game, gets the ball first and 10, working from their own 48-yard line, trailing 14-0. Still very much in this ballgame.
They've got the win here. They've been going for a lot of the intermediate to long passes. I'd like to see maybe some short curls, maybe work the middle of the field. Plenty of time here, down two possessions.
Traven Shaw puts Belstorff wide to the right. Wide receiver Nixon to the left, Nixon Liguori. Quarterback Shaw has the snap, wants to throw. Pump fake, now throwing deep, down the field, over the middle. Pass falls incomplete, he was looking for Liguori, nearly intercepted down here by Sam Edmonds. That thing was well overthrown with this wind behind him here. Shaw kind of wishes he had that one back.
Yeah, going for the high-risk, high-reward. You know, yeah. They had an early chance in the first half to connect on one of those.
Yeah, Liguori had no chance to get to that one, well overthrown. So, second down and 10, still at the 48-yard line, your own 48. Great place to start a drive right here near midfield, but need to come up with some positive yards. Into the ball game now comes Peyton Bowden as a receiver. Bowden into on this play to replace Burke Moody. Haven't called Moody's name as much tonight as we did at Boystown. He was really a defensive factor 2 weeks ago. Shaw has the snap. No, that's Liguori wants to throw this time, and he's looking out there on the right side for Brad Galicia, and Liguori's pass is overthrown. Nixon Liguori stepped in at quarterback and was looking for Brant Galicia on the right sideline. The ball was too high. Galicia went up, couldn't pull it down.
Yeah, just over the top of his fingertips there.
So now you have Liguori and Shaw both in there. Looks like Shaw is going to line up at quarterback this time. He's getting the play from the sideline before they huddle up. Clock with the incompletion stops with 9:37 to go in the ball game. Again, if you're just tuning in, 14-0, Wahoo scored two touchdowns in the final 2:28 of the first half. They've led ever since. Spread formation, two wideouts to either side of the field for Shaw. Shaw ducks under a defender. He's going to be sacked for a loss back inside the 40. There were no less than five blue jerseys around Traven Shaw that time. Five people got through somehow, and Shaw didn't have a chance.
Jacob Andreessen in on the sack.
So, loss on the play back inside the 40 to the 39 brings up fourth down and 20. Punting situation. Traven Shaw will stand at the 25-yard line to kick it away. Two deep return men waiting back there. Shaw, oh, he boomed this in a spiraling kick with the wind that's going to be fielded inside the 25. Return man 30, 35, on his feet at the 40, near the midfield line, and finally taken out of bounds near the midfield stripe. He fielded that ball at the 20-yard line. Looks like about a 30-yard return up that left sideline, and that's the last thing you want to do is give those Warriors good field position to start this drive.
Freshman Camden Taylor able to drive him out of bounds from the far side.
So spot the football at the 50-yard line, right at the midfield stripe, first and 10 for the Warriors. Wide receiver to the right, two wideouts to the left. Back set in the eye behind Owen Hancock. Hancock on first and 10 from the 50, calling his cadence, waiting for the snap from center. Has the ball, hands it off, running to the left, nothing doing. Bulldog defense is there. I think that was Ehrlich this time, and Ehrlich had nowhere to go. Or check that, it was LaValle, and LaValle had nowhere to go that time.
It's like Braden Gertis, Wyatt Rowell, and on the tackle.
Loss of a yard on the play puts the ball back to the 49-yard line of Wahoo. Second down and 11 yards to go now for Owen Hancock. Hancock looks over the defensive set from the gun, has the shot, the snap, hands it off again. This time to Ehrlich, and Ehrlich can't find any place to go. He's going to get dropped for another loss of a couple. Boy, the Bulldog defense, the defensive line appears to be upset.
Blake Allen in on the tackle, just Bulldog stuffing the box, bringing a couple blitz, two for two.
Yeah, those last couple of tackles were with enthusiasm. Wall is back now to the 46-yard line, third down and 14 yards to go. Let's see what Hancock does here from the pistol. Has a snap. He's back to pass. Rolling right. Pressure coming. Throws the ball out to the right sideline. Pass is going to be caught. Short of first down yardage. Josh Edmonds makes a reception across midfield. Caught the football at about the 48-yard line of the Bulldogs. Well short of the first down, though. It's going to bring up fourth down and still, well, where are they marking it? Fourth and long. They'll have to punt the ball away.
Galicia in on the tackle. Thought they had him wrapped up and taken out of bounds, stumped the clock, but the rest of his momentum was stalled. The clock was live.
All right, the ball is spotted at the 48 of the Bulldogs. Fourth down and about 8 yards to go. Not sure what all this discussion's about on the near sideline here, Lucas.
The legal man downfield has been declined.
Okay, that's what they were talking about. So it's going to be a punting situation with Zach Fox in to punt for the Warriors. Zach will stand near his own 35. Rylan Belsdorf, the single return man, all by himself, waiting back at the 15-yard line of the Bulldogs. 7:20 to go in the ballgame. Auburn is down 14 to nothing. Fox's punt is out of there. Belsdorf lets it bounce in front of him, and it's going to be touchdown by the Warriors at the 30-yard line. Wahoo fans wanted a roughing the kicker here. Zach Fox going to the referee and pleading his case, saying, hey, they hit me, ref.
That is borderline there. The yeah. Bulldogs seemed to bring the blitz up the middle, and he was kind of tapped and kind of fell over.
Yeah.
It could have been a penalty,
yeah,
but he held.
No flag is thrown. Wahoo fans unhappy, expressing their displeasure right here in front of us. So the ball is going to be spotted at the 22-yard line, first and 10 Bulldogs, with 7:09 to go. Auburn down 14 to nothing. Quarterback, is that LaGuardia this time? Takes a snap, and he'll be hit and dropped in the backfield.
Barrett LaValle.
No, it was. That was Nixon LaGuardia in a quarterback. He had nowhere to go. The defenders were on him as he got the snap. Nixon LaGuardia in a quarterback now. Single setback behind him. Galicia comes in motion. LaGuardia back to pass under pressure. Gets away, runs out to the right. He's got some running room, breaking tackles. And LaGuardia gets out close to first down yardage. He's across the 30-yard line near the 32. He'll have first and 10. So a good job of scrambling there by Nixon LaGuardia as the pressure came after him. And he'll have first down yardage. First and 10 Bulldogs. Ball at the 32-yard line. Hands under center this time for Shaw. Shaw breaks a tackle, rolls right. Now he gets driven out of bounds near the line of scrimmage. Shaw not able to find a receiver downfield and ended up running with the football. Came very close to being tackled for a big loss and battled his way back to the original line of scrimmage.
The receivers are running some deep routes. When he gets flushed out of the pocket, you'd like to see them come back to the ball a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be second down and 10 now. At the 32, clocked up to 6:24 to play in the ballgame, still 14 to nothing. Wahoo with those two touchdowns in the final 2:28 of the first half. And that's all the scoring we've seen tonight. Looks like we're back to Trayvon Shaw now at quarterback. Now we're going to have a timeout taken on the field. 6:24 to go in the ballgame. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Lucas Freshel, you've got some scoring updates here quickly.
Mount City gives up the loss to Albany, 60 to nothing. Falls City Sacred Heart up 32-28 with 9:20 left in the game.
Sacred Heart, 9:20 to go, lead 2:28. John Nixon had that Mount City game tonight, 60 to nothing. The Panthers took it on the chin. Wouldn't be surprised. John is maybe tuned in on his way back to Falls City right now. Here we go, second down and 10 at the 32-yard line. Rolling to his left is Shaw. Shaw down to the left sideline. Oh, and some confusion there. Nixon LaGuardia did a comeback route on the sideline. Shaw was expecting a go route on the sideline, and the ball went sailing over the defender and over the receiver down here near the midfield line at the 50. It'll be incomplete. Bring up third down and 10 yards to go. Bulldogs have just really had a difficult time connecting on that passing game tonight.
Yeah, it just hasn't worked as well as they'd like to. Probably looks like they put in.
I'm trying to count the completions we've had. One or two?
Perhaps.
Yeah, here we go. Third down and 10. Back to pass. Shaw over the middle. There's a receiver. Oh, just, again, off the mark. The receiver cut to the middle. The ball was thrown out wide to the left. The defender was the only one that had a shot at it, and he dropped it.
Yeah, just over the arms of Weeding, the defender there.
So, it's fourth down and 10. Punting situation once again for the Bulldogs. The ball at the 32-yard line. 6 minutes, 13 seconds of play of the game. 14-0, Wahoo with the lead. On fourth down and 10, Traven Shaw will stand at his own 17-yard line to punt this ball away with the wind at his back. Gets the punt away. It bounces. Goes out of bounds down around the 30-yard line off to the right. Now they're going to mark it back up the ways here, and they're going to say it actually crossed the sideline at the 40. So that's where the Wahoo Warriors will begin this drive. First and 10 at their own 40, leading 14-0 with 6:07 left to play in the football game. Don't forget, next week we'll have more high school football coming up for you. Next Friday night, I'll be over on Sunny 101.3, our sister station, as we'll have HTRS at Johnson Brock here on KTNC. John Nixon will be on the air with Fall City at Boys Town. That's next Friday night. Here we go, first down and 10 for the Wahoo Warriors. Spread formation, wide receiver right. Pass thrown over the middle, intended for Josh Edmonds, falls incomplete. Good defensive coverage there, and it'll bring up second down and 10. Don't forget also, University of Nebraska Cornhusker football right here on KTNC tomorrow. The pregame show beginning at 4:30. Kickoff set for 6:30. Our friends Greg Sharp, Matt Davison will bring that one to you. Second down, 10 yards to go now for Wahoo from their own 40-yard line. Owen Hancock is the senior quarterback, has been throughout the evening. 190-pound senior, pretty good-sized boy for quarterback there. Wide receiver to the right, I formation. Man comes in motion now from left to right. Hands under center for Hancock this time, gives to his I back. That's going to be LaValle. LaValle found some room. Squirts the ball across the 45, out to about the 46. Trevor Ehrlich carrying the ball. I'm sorry. And that keeps the clock running.
Nixon Ligorian on the tackle.
5:45 showing on the game clock. Wahoo is going to take as much time as they can between snaps here with a 14-0 lead. 5.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. They are now facing third down and 3. The line of scrimmage is at their own 47-yard line with the ball on the right side hash mark. Wide receiver left, I formation, tight end to the right. Man comes in motion right to left. The slot man out to the left side. Turn, give the ball off to the, no, keeping it. Pitch at the last minute with running room is Ehrlich down the left sideline. He's gone for the touchdown. That will be a 54-yard touchdown run, 54 yards on the touchdown, the ball carried by Trevor Ehrlich.
Triple option play by Wahoo there. Auburn stuffed the fullback. They stuffed the quarterback, but just at the last minute was able to pitch it to Ehrlich.
Yeah, Hancock is what sprung that thing. He took the pop, and at the very last moment, pitched the ball back to Trevor Ehrlich, and Ehrlich knew what to do with it. He went down the left sideline. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. Into a kick, the extra point is Weeding. The ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. And Wahoo goes on top 21-0 with 5:02 to play in the ball game. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Time for a scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by at Auburn and see Tasha or Jake or Weston Witt in Fall City. That scoring drive took 3 plays, 60 yards. Trevor Ehrlich, a 54-yard run down the left sideline, took that pitch out from the quarterback, Hancock. Score coming with 5:02 to play in the ballgame. Weeding added the conversion. It's 21-0. Wahoo on top, 5:02 to play. Again, this scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right, ready to kick it away. Zaragoza from the 40 into the wind. Short end over ender. Bellstore fields them off the 25 with a head of steam out across the 30, the 35, near the 40, and brought down short of the 40-yard line. Ryland Bellstorff on the return with a reasonably good field position here, but now the mountain just got a lot taller to climb here for the Bulldogs, down by 3 touchdowns, 21-0. 4:56 left to play. It doesn't get any easier next week. I think they've got Ashland Greenwood, and that'll be played at Auburn. Right, Coach? Ashland Greenwood next week? I think so. At Auburn. All right. Traven Shaw is your quarterback. He puts trips to the left side. Fumble on the snap from center. He gets on the ball and covers it up. Or was that Liguori? That might have been Liguori that time. Yes, it is. That's Nixon Liguori. Shaw's over here. Nixon Liguori mishandled the snap from center and had to just fall on the football for a loss of 4. So it'll bring up second down and 14 yards to go with the football now spotted at the 35-yard line. Liguori's in the shotgun formation, calling his cadence, has the snap. He rolls right, looks down the right sideline, throws the ball out there. Pass is intercepted. Getting the interception for Wahoo is Zach Fox. Ball a little bit underthrown, and Fox came back to it. Receiver didn't have a chance to get to it. Fox comes up with the intercept. And now the Warriors have taken command of the ball game, up 21-0. And Wahoo, on the interception, will have possession of the football, 1st and 10, their own 45-yard line. Stay tuned for our post-game show coming up here in about 5 minutes. We'll give you a rundown of the scoring recap and how it went in tonight's game. You'll want to be with us for that. Hancock takes a snap. Back to pass, gets sacked, dropped for a loss, back inside the 40. I'm not sure if that was Hancock still in there. Do we have a different quarterback? No, it's him.
Wyatt Rowell in on the sack.
Owen Hancock was sacked there. Thought I saw a few clean jerseys starting to check into the game here with a 21-0 lead. No, Hancock's still running the show. He's in a quarterback. Still has his starting running backs and ends, receivers with him. Third down, 16 yards to go. Line of scrimmage at the 39-yard line. Owen Hancock in the gun. Has the snap. Looks out here. Passes complete to Ehrlich. Ehrlich turns it upfield at the 40. Breaks a tackle. Dives out to the 45. Got back about to the original line of scrimmage. Good job here defensively coming across to get the stop by Galicia.
Yeah, a wise play to stay in bounds as he was headed towards the near sideline.
Brant Galicia made the tackle. It'll bring up third down now, and still 9 yards to go. The football just outside the 45 near the 46 on the right hash mark. Clock is inside of 3 minutes to go now. 2:57 showing on the game clock. 21-0. Wahoo looks to be on the verge of picking up their first win of the season. I formation set behind Owen Hancock, the quarterback. Hancock has the snap. Rolls, drops back, pressure coming. He's hit. Ball is picked out of the air. Who's got it? Get that number. The ball is grabbed out of the air by a lineman.
Wyatt Rowell.
Wyatt Rowell grabbed that ball out of the air as the quarterback was hit at the 40-yard line. And Wyatt Rowell just returned the ball 40 yards. On a, I guess you'd call that an interception, wouldn't you?
That's an interception.
Yeah. Wyatt Rowell, a lineman, took that football in for the touchdown. The score coming with 2:33 to play here in the fourth quarter. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. The ball is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good, and the Bulldogs are on the board. 21-7 our score, 2:33 left to play in the quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Wahoo for Bulldog Football. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or West End in Fall City.
Well, that touchdown for Auburn, a 40-yard pick six by Wyatt Rowell, the defensive lineman, a 250-pound senior offensive lineman, grabbed that thing out of the air as the quarterback was being hit. Took it 40 yards to the house for the touchdown. Jude Campbell kicked the conversion. Bulldogs are on the board with 7. 21-7 your score now with 2:33 to play in the ballgame. So a little excitement there for the Auburn fans that made the trip up. Now we're going to have the try for the onside kick. Jude Campbell has it teed up at the 40. It's obvious the onside is coming. And he comes forward. There it is. The ball bounces. Touched by Wahoo. It's loose. Now one of the Warriors falls on it at the 45-yard line. So Wahoo gets on the ball at the 45, and it's 21-7, 2:31 to go in the game.
Sam Edmonds with the recovery there for the all-hands team, Wahoo.
Well, Wyatt Rowell will remember this one tonight as he came up with the pick six, a 40-yard return for a touchdown. All right, first and 10 now for the Wahoo Warriors. Hancock looks to the bench over here, waiting for a couple more players to come out. Somebody's got a phone down here listening to us. I'm hearing myself down in the stands. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Wahoo with 2:31 to play in the ballgame, 21-7. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Katula, Lucas Freshel, back with you here at Wahoo High School. 2 minutes, 31 seconds left to play in the ballgame. Wahoo leading Auburn 21-7. The Warriors had to take a timeout there. Some confusion in their offensive set. Owen Hancock brings them over the football out of the timeout, first and 10 from his own 45-yard line. Hancock in the gun, takes the snap, hands the ball off, gives it to Trevor Ehrlich. Ehrlich gets it across the 45 out of, to about the 46 or 7. They'll give him a gain of 2 on the play. Should bring up second down and about 8.
Bulldogs will take a timeout here. They're first.
Timeout on the field. We'll step aside for another 30-second timeout on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, the clock down to 2:26 to go in the game. Wahoo up 21-7. Warriors have the football. Second down and 9 from their own 46-yard line. Owen Hancock is the quarterback, as he has been throughout the evening. Has a spread formation. He wants to throw the ball out to the left. Pass complete to the 45. Inside the 45, down to the 42. Making the reception was Avery Weeding. And that surprises me a little bit. You're sitting on a 14-point lead. You throw an interception out there, and all of a sudden another pick six. Things get hairy.
Yeah, it's a risky play there.
Yeah.
By Brenton Wenzel.
Weeding made the catch. Weeding is he's their place kicker that kicks the extra points. Where's number three out there? Made a nice reception. First and 10 at the 42-yard line now of the Bulldogs. Hancock, with the back set in the eye once again, calling his cadence. Owen Hancock has the snap. Gives the ball off to his fullback this time, who stopped after a short gain just shy of the 40-yard line. Is where they'll mark it, and it'll bring up second down, about 8 yards to go. But the clock down to a minute 46. Timeout Auburn. They're trying to get the possession back. Again, we'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on KTNC.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 at Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Wahoo High School for Bulldog football. Score update from Jug Brown Stadium in Falls City. Falls City Tigers up 13-10 to start the fourth quarter over Omaha Concordia.
Here it's second down and 8 now for Wahoo, leading 21-7. They take the snap. Hancock wants to throw over the middle, and the pass falls incomplete. Looking down there for William Nielsen. I'm surprised. When you're up 21-7 and you just had a pick six return for a TD, to come out slinging the ball like this, you talk about aggressive offense. You know, when all you got to do is hand it off a couple of times, run some clock, and it's over. These incompleted passes are stopping the clock for the Bulldogs without them having to use any timeouts.
Nixon Ligori was in on the play and almost was able to get a hand on it. And kind of
so,
interception.
Incomplete pass brings up third down and 8 at the 40-yard line. Owen Hancock on 3rd and 8, trips to the right side of the field. Hancock has the snap. He's back to pass. He's looking right. Now rolling right. Throws the ball over the pass. Intercepted. Bulldogs with the ball at the 40. At the 44-yard line, and that's just what we were talking about. The Bulldogs come up with the interception, and getting it was
Galicia.
Brent Galicia. You know, why are you throwing the ball out here?
Caught
by two scores. I know the clock's down to 1:31, but that's an interesting call.
The Bulldogs only have one timeout left. You got two runs available there.
They
can get this clock under a minute.
They return this one for 6, and all of a sudden you got a whole new ball game with an onside kick. Oh, here we go. Let's see what the Bulldogs can do with this. Traven Shaw is the quarterback, calling his count. He's back to pass. He sets in the pocket. Now turns upfield. Throwing deep downfield. There's a receiver in the pass. Just incomplete. Looking for Bellsdorf. Defenders were there. That ball might have been tipped away from Ryland down near the 20. You know, how many passes have the Bulldogs had tonight that have been oh so close and just not able to make the connection?
Bellsdorf's momentum was headed toward the middle of the field there. Ball on the outside.
Yeah. Ball's incomplete. Yeah, this has been some interesting play calling down the stretch here in the last couple of minutes. Far be it from me. I'm not criticizing the coach. He's won a lot of ball games, Wahoo, but that's just an interesting look here. Second down and 10 now for Traven Shaw and the Bulldogs. He's back to pass. Shaw steps up, throwing deep. There's the receiver, Ligori, intercepted at the 25, out to the 30. That's Fox with the ball across the 40, 45, midfield, 50, 45, 40. Down the left sideline and finally tackled Sam Edmonds. I called it Fox. Sam Edmonds made the interception. 165-pound junior. Maybe it's all part of the master plan, huh?
That should do it.
Yeah, that should do it. The interception. That ball thrown down this left sideline was short of the receiver. Edmonds came up, got the intercept, a nice return on it. And now, if Wahoo throws the ball here, I'll be surprised.
They'll be able to down it.
1:05 to go. All they need to do is take a knee here, and this one's over. Wahoo will pick up their first win of the season. They came in 0-2. Auburn suffering their first loss of the year, and it doesn't get any easier when they play Ashton Greenwood next week at home. First down and 10. Quarterback Hancock. He's going to run with the ball. Hands it off to a running back. They got Edmonds in there, quarterback now, Sam Edmonds, and he hands off to his running back. for a yard or so, gets the ball inside the 30, down to the 28. Clock inside of a minute to go. Again, we invite you to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a rundown on the scoring and how it went in tonight's game. Second down, 9 yards to go now with the football at the 28-yard line. Sam Edmonds is your quarterback. He'll set in an I formation. Wide receivers to both sides of the field on second down and 9. Edmonds watching the clock tick down to 23, 22. This will probably be the last snap of the ball game. They run it into the middle. Oh, running back on his feet. Inside the 20, down to the 15, and wrapped up down near the 12 or 13. They almost got free for another one. Carrying the football there for Wahoo was Caden Smart. And that'll be the last play of your ball game. Time will expire. Your final score tonight, the Wahoo Warriors 21 and the Auburn Bulldogs 7. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with the postgame show after this 2-minute break. You've been listening to Auburn Bulldog football on the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Lucas Freshel with you. We welcome you back to Wahoo. Your final score tonight, the Wahoo Warriors defeat the Auburn Bulldogs 21-7. And it's time now to take a look at the postgame scoring recap. The Bulldogs were in a defensive battle throughout most of the first half until the final 2:28 of the second quarter. A 6-yard touchdown pass complete from Owen Hancock to William Nielsen capped an 8-play, 69-yard drive. The conversion attempt by Weeding made it 7-0 Wahoo. Then with just 30 seconds to play in the first half, Hancock again connected for a touchdown pass, this time to Zach Fox for 10 yards. That capped a 2-play, 12-yard drive after a big punt return. Weeding added the conversion, and our halftime stood at 14-0 with both of Wahoo's touchdowns coming in the final 2 minutes of that first half. In the fourth quarter, with 5:02 to play, a 54-yard run by Trevor Ehrlich. Great job there by Hancock to get rid of the ball at the absolute last moment. Pitch it to Ehrlich, got him free down the left sideline, 54 yards for the touchdown, capped a 3-play, 60-yard drive. Weeding's conversion made it 21-0. Then the fireworks started for Auburn. We had fireworks at halftime for Wahoo. Wyatt Rowell, 250-pound senior defensive lineman, picked the ball out of the air in the backfield for a pick six, returned it 40 yards for the touchdown, a lineman's dream for Wyatt Rowell as he, the senior, took it in for the TD. Jude Campbell kicked the conversion. It was 21-7, and that's the way the game ended tonight. 21-7, Wahoo with the win over the Auburn Bulldogs. Lucas, your final thoughts here.
Yeah, just a little window of scoring opportunity by the end of the first half for Wahoo. Auburn needs to shore up their passing game a little bit and prepare for Ashland Greenwood next week.
Yeah, they're going to have a tough one next week, Ashland Greenwood. The last we heard, though, Ashland Greenwood was on the short end of things here, too, and they're the number two team ranked in the state right now. So that'll be an interesting matchup for the Bulldogs. Don't forget tomorrow afternoon, University of Nebraska football, 4:30 pregame here on KTNC. Kickoff set for 6:30. We hope you'll tune in to listen to the Cornhuskers as they take on Georgia Southern. Well, that just about wraps it up for our live coverage of high school football tonight from Wahoo. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, and for Lucas Freshel, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Wahoo Warriors 21 and the Auburn Bulldogs 7. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school football on KTNC.